stopping is the fire truck.
Baby, I told you that it was fire.
Hurry up, we gotta go.
You guys, there's a fire literally right next to our house.
Yeah, it's right there. There is so much smoke around.
Let me show you guys. Look how orange it looks right now. The fire is coming from this side.
Oh my God, and there are so many ashes falling down right now from this side.
About 10 minutes ago, we got a warning that we might have to evacuate.
Flames burned intensely Tuesday night as winds shifted hour by hour.
We need to pray. This is too close to our house.
Oh my gosh, you guys, look. It's getting worse. I don't know if you guys can see it through my camera, but the smoke is coming closer and closer to us. This is the blue sky, how it's supposed to look. It looked right behind me. As you guys can tell, it's super cloudy, and it's even orange.
I'm so nervous, babe. What are we gonna do?
I was hoping we wouldn't have to evacuate our house soon, but it seemed like we might have to because the fires were getting closer to the house. If we get a mandatory evacuation alert, we still have to wait for Farah because our son Farah is not home from school yet.
Mm-hmm.
Our two little other kids are home.
Oh, I can't believe this is happening again.
You guys, I don't know if you guys remember, but about a year ago, there was a fire next to our house. It didn't get all the way to our house, but it got close.
No, let me tell you something. This one is way closer.
And shortly after, we got some bad news.
Okay.
Hey, relax.
Can you hear me?
Relax.
Okay, thank you.
Who's that?
Okay, so they closed the gates of the community, all right? So Farah cannot come up. They don't let anyone come besides the fire department and ambulance.
All right, you guys, that's bad news. Farah's at school right now. Someone wants to go pick him up and bring him back home, and it seems like it's going to be hard for him to get back.
And if they won't let our oldest son come back home, then we might have to evacuate without him.
I'm so nervous, babe. We literally have three kids. What are we going to do?
All right. In case Farah cannot come back in the community and we have to evacuate, we'll get our stuff ready. We'll get the kids ready, and we'll meet Farah somewhere else down the hill.
All right. Let's do it.
It's times like these where we have to stay strong.
Wait, do you hear that?
Yeah.
The firefighters are coming.
The firefighters.
Wait, that means the fire might be getting close.
Oh, my goodness. You can see more ashes right now. You can hear the firefighters coming in the community.
It's even starting to cover the car.
Oh, yeah, right here. Come.
This is a better visual to see how much ashes are coming down.
More ashes were falling from the sky, meaning that the fires were getting closer to our home.
880 firefighters have now arrived as tasked with protecting homes and keeping the fire from spreading.
Baby, come. I hear helicopters. That way. Can you hear them?
Yeah, I hear the helicopters. They're probably coming by to drop water.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right, call Farah. We're going to check up on our son Farah. He's supposed to be on the way home.
Oh, my God. He's not picking up. What are we going to do? He needs to come to the house.
Yo, you guys hear that? The sirens. Those are the sirens. All right, we got to evacuate ASAP.
It's circle.
They're literally outside. The sheriffs have arrived, and I think they're making everyone evacuate.
Baby, I told you that it was bad.
All right, we gotta go. Gucci, come on. Come on, get your stuff, Gucci. We gotta go. Come inside, Baba. Come inside. The sheriffs are in the community. They got their sirens on, and they're telling all of us that we gotta leave now. The only problem is Farah has not arrived home yet. They haven't let him in the community yet. It's okay, Baba. It's okay, Baba. Stay right here. We're gonna take good care of you, okay? We're gonna bring you with us. Yo, this is crazy. Do y'all see the fires?
Oh, my goodness.
700 plus acres. It's called a Sandy Fire, you guys.
This is a big fire.
I really hope everyone there is safe.
Is it really big on?
Yeah, the fire is going to go away, you guys, okay?
Yeah, Baba.
Everything's going to be okay.
No, Baba. It's okay. Firefighters are working right now. They're going to put out the fire, Baba. No.
It's okay, guys. Milan, fires happen, and that's why we have firefighters.
Yeah, they're fighting for us right now.
Remember, they're strong and they're brave, and this is how they help us.
Yeah, they're putting out the fire. Look.
They're literally putting out the fires right now as we speak, as you guys can see. Oh, my God. This is spreading quick.
It's so big. It's spreading out so quick.
You guys, everyone at home is nervous. I'm just waiting for our son Farah to get back home safely so we can all evacuate together.
And then we got the evacuation order.
As you guys can see, it says evacuation ordered.
Babe.
Is that your phone?
Yes. We're getting an alert.
You guys, I just got a warning from the community. It says Ventura County fire trucks are now officially in our community and they're staging. They're going to be sharing with us all updates.
Okay, so I'm going to go shower them and get them ready, okay, Baba? No, don't cry anymore.
The two kids, we're going to go get ready to evacuate, but we're still waiting for our oldest son to make it back home so we can evacuate together.
Babe, I think I'm going to go up the hill that's next to us so I can get a better view of the fire and see if it's coming closer and closer to us.
Babe, are you sure? Do you think that that's safe?
I'll be back quick. Just stay here, yeah?
Okay.
Just start packing.
Start packing and stay with the kids.
You guys, I think I see it getting closer to us.
You guys, I'm about to hop in the car. I'm going to go to the highest mountain in our community, and I'm going to see how bad this fire is. Look, you guys, look.
Crazy. This is all ashes right there.
Hopefully the fire doesn't get worse.
Oh my gosh. It is so gloomy up in the skies, you guys.
I'm heading to the highest mountain. It's literally like 2 blocks away from us. And then I'm going to get out the car, and we're going to see how bad this fire is.
He's safe.
Look at this guy. He's getting his hose.
Is everything okay?
Fireman.
You're a fireman? You're getting the hose ready? All right. You got this, man. Thank you for your service. I appreciate it.
I just pulled up to the mountain. Let's check this out. You guys, I just got to the top of the mountain, and it's so hazy. I've honestly never seen it like this before. I'm just trying to figure out which way the fire is coming from.
And 15 minutes later, our son, Farhan, called us back.
It's Farhan. It's Farhan.
Pick up.
Farhan?
Hello?
Hi, where are you?
I'm coming right now. I'm coming home. I don't know if they're going to let me in.
Oh my God, I don't know. I don't know if they're gonna let you in. We have a warning of evacuation and I think that we need to leave right now.
All of my friends already evacuated. I don't know what to do.
Wait, your friends left already?
Yes.
Farhan, just come back home. We'll evacuate together. Just come back home.
Yeah, we're gonna start packing.
I don't know if they're gonna let me in, but I'm gonna come.
Okay.
I'm coming back right now.
Okay, we're gonna start packing right now, okay?
Okay.
Hopefully they let Farhan back inside the community so we can all evacuate together.
Let's start packing right now, babe. Let's go.
You guys, Farhan just arrived. Farhan, you okay?
Bro, they barely let us in. Like, they said they only let us in because we were residents and we have to go up, grab our stuff, and leave.
Wait, they told you that?
Yeah, they told me to tell you guys that we have to evacuate. All of my friends, they're gone. Like,
okay.
They all evacuated. Like, we actually have to go. I gotta go pack my things.
Okay, I've been telling you that we need to evacuate.
Okay, well, now that he's here, let's all get ready and go.
Let's go.
So where are we gonna go?
I have no idea. Where are we going?
I don't know.
Farhan, you gotta pack quick, all right?
All right, I will. Do you think we're gonna be all right?
We gotta be good, man. We gotta be good. Go.
During these difficult times, I was just trying to keep everyone's spirits up.
Everyone, pack!
You want me to grab my bag? That one right there.
Yo, lights are off. Lights are off. Babe!
There's no power!
There's no power.
Oh, we gotta get the bag.
You guys, there's no power. All right, grab the bag. All right, that's one bag. Got the bag. Hold on. All right, we got the luggages.
I gotta go pack. I gotta go pack. How many days are we gonna be gone for?
I don't know. I'm not sure how long this is gonna be for. All right, just pack all your stuff.
Look outside, you can barely see.
You guys, look at this. It's hard to tell from my camera, but look at this. That is all smoke around us. You know what to bring, right?
Yeah. I'm gonna just bring a couple shirts. Bro, do you remember this happened to us last year and it was really scary? I mean, what if it's even worse now?
Just think positive, right?
Alright.
Everything's gonna be okay as long as we stick together as a family, alright?
Alright.
Let's go. We're gonna be alright, alright?
I could tell that Farhan was starting to get more worried about the fires.
Bro, we have to take all of the cars out.
We're not gonna take all the cars.
Bro, what are you talking about? Yes, we are.
Bro, the most important thing is not the cars, it's our safety. That's it.
We have to bring all of the cars.
We're gonna take one car as a family, and everything else stays behind.
The Sandy Fire has now grown to a 1,698 acres so far.
Come on, we gotta go! Let's pack. Let's go, guys. All your stuff in the luggage. All right, you guys. We gotta pack for the kids.
Are we going to a hotel for one day?
I don't know where we're going yet, okay? We just gotta pack right now, okay?
Why, Daddy?
Because. Let's go. We gotta go quick. Quick. All right, you guys. I'm gonna start packing. This is crazy. 500 firefighters battling Sandy Fire. 0% containment.
Bro, 0% containment? That means it's gonna get worse. It's gonna get bigger. Are we taking Gucci?
Of course we're taking Gucci. Go, get ready.
Gucci, we would never leave you. I love you.
Hey, we gotta get Gucci's treats, and we gotta get his food. We have to pack all his stuff, yeah?
Okay.
We had to hurry up and evacuate in case the fires reached our home.
Bring your luggage down, Milan. Bring it. Come.
Daddy's gonna help you.
Are we gonna be okay?
Of course we're gonna be okay. Give me a hug. I love you. It's gonna be okay.
I was trying to keep the kids calm, but the situation got worse and my wife started to panic.
Go, get your stuff too. Get your stuff too. Go,
okay,
go.
Okay.
Babe, don't overpack your stuff. Just go quick.
Okay.
Okay, this ain't the moment to overpack. Go.
Veron,
are you done?
No, no, I still need to grab more stuff. I'm not done.
Bro, don't bring all your stuff, man. Don't overdo it.
Let's go.
We gotta go.
Let's go.
Zip it up. Zip up your bag. Bro, you brought too much stuff.
Bro, it's fine. I have a lot of stuff because we don't know how long the fire's going to last. What if it lasts a long time?
Daddy, can you help me?
Yeah, I got you.
Let's go, guys.
We got to hurry up.
You guys, I just booked an Airbnb. We're going to head there right now, and hopefully it's safe over there.
I'm ready.
It was just a year and a half ago this happened to us.
There's a brand new fire right here, right next to us, like 5 minutes away from us that just started.
The fire's literally right there. This is a new one.
Here we are again. Oh, we gotta hurry up and pack. All right, we're gonna share this together, you and I, okay?
I don't wanna leave my house, babe. I don't wanna leave my house.
Babe, I know it's uncomfortable to leave right now, but we're doing what's best for the family, okay? I love you.
With the fires, the power outage, and everything happening so fast, the stress was becoming overwhelming.
Let's go!
I'm coming! Let's go!
Our whole family was in the car and ready to evacuate.
All right, you guys, we're taking off right now. The whole family's inside the car. They're making us evacuate, so we're leaving.
Are we going to be able to come back to our home tomorrow?
I don't know. They got to let us know if we're okay to come back.
So right now, we are going to an Airbnb. Hopefully, that place, we're going to be safe. Everything is going to be safe out there. And hopefully, tomorrow, we can come back home. Let's stay positive, okay?
All right, we're on the road right now. We're going to let you guys know if we see any fires. All the lights are off in the community.
Everybody literally evacuated. There's no lights anywhere. This is insane.
Oh, there's sheriffs right there. I'm going to ask them if everything's okay.
How you doing?
Officer, do you know if we have to evacuate?
We're probably going to everybody's house right now, asking everybody to leave.
Okay.
But we're all here. All
right, we're going to take off. Thank you for your help, man.
I would, because the wind changed. It's coming eastbound.
Oh, it's coming this way?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, thank you for your help. Appreciate you guys.
You guys have a good night. Thank you so much for everything.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, so the sheriffs just told us that they're going to everybody's house one by one and telling everybody to evacuate and go to safety.
Oh, my God. Look, another warning. What does it say?
LAFD evacuation warning for Sandy Fire. Prepare to evacuate by gathering supplies, pets, and loved ones.
Yo, what is that?
Wait a minute. That's a roadblock. They blocked our community, you guys.
So nobody can get in.
Hey, guys, we're leaving the community. Do you know when we're able to come back?
You can go in to get more belongings if you need to for evacuation, but you can't stay in there.
We can't stay in there?
Because it's mandatory evacuation.
Mandatory evacuation? Okay. All right. Thank you guys so much. Have a good night.
All right. Take care.
Guys, the cops just pulled down the whole street that leads us to our community. Stay optimistic. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, we can return tomorrow. Right now, let's just go to the Airbnb. We'll check out the Airbnb, and we'll try to come back home tomorrow morning.
The Sandy Fire has now burned nearly 1,400 acres.
All right, you guys, we just got to the Airbnb. We're going to all go inside and unpack. I'm also going to call the community back home and make sure everything is safe. You guys ready to go inside?
I'm honestly just nervous because I left so many things at the house.
I know. We're nervous, but everything is going to be okay.
Let's just go inside. We got each other, and that's all that matters, all right?
All right, let's go.
Cool. Let's go.
Turn the lights. All you guys, let's all get a bedroom. All right, let's find out who's going to sleep where. I don't know how long we're going to stay here for, but let's make the best out of it. You want to see your bedroom?
Yeah.
Babe, after we put the kids to sleep, I'm going to call the community, and I'm going to see how many days until we can go back home.
Okay.
Yeah? All right, everyone, up. We're all going to sleep upstairs right next to each other. There's a bedroom here. Mila, you want to sleep with your sister?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, you guys just sleep together. Everyone, go to your rooms. It's getting late. Hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to go back to our home.
I just feel so weird here thinking that something is going on at home. Can we just please call the community and make sure that everything is okay at least?
So I'm going to call the community right now.
and make sure everything's okay back home.
Do you happen to know when we're able to come back to our homes?
At this current time, we're uncertain, but it looks like tomorrow should be okay for a full return.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Honestly, what happened today was unexpected, but what matters the most is that we're here together as a family. We're safe and sound, and we're making the best out of the situation. To anyone affected by the fires, we're thinking about you. We're praying for you. Stay safe.
Stay royalty. We out. Peace.
Behind this curtain are 20 people, and one of them is my long-lost dad. So here's what happened. The other day, my dad pranked me by bringing a twin that looks and acts exactly like me. So the goal for today is to find a twin that looks and acts exactly like my dad so I can get payback.
I'm Ali.
I'm Ali.
I'm Ali.
I'm Ali.
So this is what my dad looks like, and I need your help finding somebody that looks exactly like him. Contestant number one!
Hi, my name is Ali.
My dad has hair and... You're just bald. So, next.
Hi, my name is Ali.
How tall are you?
5'7".
Nope, too short.
Ah, I'm Ali.
See, the thing is, you have an accent, and my dad doesn't have the accent. But listen, it's all good, you know, cowboy, I like it. But no.
Okay, I'm on my way.
What's up, son?
I'm Ali.
Okay, you know what? You have the same hair as my dad, the same nose as my dad. I see the resemblance. You know what? You go on to the next round.
Hello, I'm Ali.
Next.
Hi, I'm Ali.
Next.
I'm the real Ali.
Okay, how tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
6'3"? My dad's 6'3". And you have the same exact beard? Man, you're making it on to the next round.
Hi, I'm Ali.
Nope, my dad doesn't have curly hair. Next.
Play my mother.
It's me again.
No way, is it? Oh, my God. Oh,
can I be your dad?
No, you gotta go. You look nothing like him.
Can I be your dad's twin?
You know what? I see the beard, I see the nose, and I see the hair. You can move on to the next round. Next. Nope.
Don't look no further. Dad's here.
Wait, hold on. You have tattoos?
I do. I got them all over.
That's cool, bro.
What about your dad? Your dad has tattoos?
Nope. You gotta go. No tattoos.
What's up?
My dad's not blonde. Nope. You gotta go.
Hey.
You do kind of look like my dad. You can go on to the next round.
Let's go.
So these four guys made it onto the second round, but only one of them can be my dad.
I'm the dad. I'm the dad.
Guys. Since my dad is very good at basketball, whichever one of you guys can make a basketball shot from 20 feet away will be my dad. Pass me the ball.
Let's go.
We need to find the perfect twin for my dad in order to prank him. All right, you're shooting first. You got one shot. Don't miss. You're out. You're up next. Hey, and remember, if you miss, you're out.
I won.
Maybe just one more try?
One more try?
Yeah.
My dad would always make it on the first try. I'm sorry, but you're out. Only two guys remain, and only one of you guys can be my dad's twin. Go.
I got this. Come on.
Wait. You made it, but he still has a chance at making the shot.
Dad.
What are you talking about? You're not your dad. I'm your dad.
All right, calm down. Hey, guys. You still have a chance to make it, so let's go. Are you ready?
Give it to me.
Let's go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You made it.
Wait. We both made it. What happened?
I guess I'm left with no choice. Other than sudden death. So, which one of these guys will become my new dad? So, since there's two contestants left, I'm gonna bring somebody who actually spends a lot of time with my dad, and I'm gonna be asking them which one they think is my dad from 50 feet away. All right, if you guys are ready, I'm gonna need you guys to turn around. This is gonna be amazing.
I'm winning this, bro. I'm gonna be the dad. Bro, I'm gonna be the dad.
All right, you guys, I brought my grandma.
Hi.
Okay. When those two guys turn around, I need you to tell me which one is my dad.
Okay.
All right, you guys, turn around.
Oh. Los dos son altos.
You said both are tall.
Son delgados.
That both of them have the same body figure. So which one is my dad?
Left.
Yeah! What?
We found my dad's twin. But in order to successfully prank my real dad, we need to make the twin look identical to him. So this morning, I saw my dad wearing this. And so I got you the exact same outfit. Go ahead and throw it on. Ooh, okay, now you're looking way closer to my dad. But you're missing the famous hat. Put it on. Uh-huh, go ahead. No. You gotta put it on backwards. There you go. Now that he looks just like my real dad, we're gonna go to the house and prank my real dad with his twin.
Let's go, son.
All right, you guys, we just got to the house, and my real dad is inside, in the kitchen, on his phone. I'm going to go inside. I'm going to go upstairs into my room, and once I'm inside my room, all you have to do is come in through the front door and talk to my dad.
I got this.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Yo.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
I'm going to go use the bathroom really quick.
All right, cool.
Let's get something to eat later.
Okay.
Guys, my fake dad is walking inside the house.
Dude, who are you?
Well, who are you?
Who are you? This is my house.
Is this some type of joke, man? You gotta leave, man. How'd you get in?
This is my house.
But who gave you permission to come to my house?
Taran! Oh my gosh, he's calling my name.
There's a random guy here that's trying to be funny. Do you know him?
I'm Ali. I'm Taran's dad.
I'm Ali. I'm Taran's dad. I swear, I'm going to call the cops.
I'm not joking around either. You need to leave.
Bro, you got to go right now.
Oh my gosh, he might just call the cops.
Hey, bro, you got to go home. I'm being serious. You got to go home.
You're really getting on my nerves, and you seriously need to leave, all right?
Run. And after we're done pranking my dad, we have a ton of people that we're going to prank using my dad's twin. Let's go downstairs. Let's go. I got you guys!
That's not funny.
All right, so what do you think about my new dad?
He looks nothing like me.
All right, so let's make a bet then. I bet you that I can convince a whole lot of people that this is my real dad.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's go through 5 different rounds, and in each round, there's going to be people that I know, and you got to convince them that this is really me. And the loser has to paint their motorcycle pink.
What?
I thought you were confident this is me.
I'm confident. Let's go. Let's do it.
All right. Loser has to paint their motorcycle pink. All right. For the first round, you have to convince your principal that that's your real dad.
Wait. My principal?
I'm going to call the principal right now and set up a meeting.
It's going to be difficult.
Are you guys complaining?
No.
Hey, we're good.
Stay calm. Principal's
office.
Hi, this is Ali, Faran's dad. I was wondering if I can pass by with my son. We have a special request to ask you.
Sure, I can set up a meeting for you guys in about 45 minutes.
All right, 45 minutes. We'll be there. I'll be there with my son, okay?
Sure, we'll see you soon.
All right, thank you. Bye.
To the principal's office!
Come on, guys.
Stay strong. Come on.
They got no chance.
Was Faran's principal actually going to fall for this? Or was she going to catch them?
All right, you guys. My principal's office is right behind me. We cannot let her realize that you're not my real dad.
We got this.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. I told Faran to ask the principal for 2 weeks off of school. And if at any point the principal realizes that the person next to Faran is not me, then he loses. All right. I'm connected to the hidden camera that Faran set up.
Dude, I'm kind of nervous. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Listen, just be like my dad and we got it. Okay.
All right. She's coming in, you guys. The principal's here.
So how can I help you guys today?
So we're actually here to request 2 weeks off for Faran from school.
2 weeks off? That's a long time.
I don't know if she's going to say yes to you guys.
Yeah, I guess, but he's so into snowboarding now, so we're going to take him to snowboarding camp.
Snowboarding? He rarely snowboards.
He's doing so well, and we're thinking that he could start doing it competitively, actually.
Yeah, snowboarding. I love snowboarding.
Okay. I thought you were into soccer.
Oh, she knows that he loves soccer.
You know kids these days, they just change things all the time.
Yeah, I decided to just
race this sport. Like, he's doing so well. I wish you could see him snowboard. Wow, amazing.
You guys, she's going to realize that's not me.
Brad, can you step outside for a minute so I can speak to him privately?
Is this necessary?
You want me to step outside?
Yes, please.
You guys, she's asking Faran to leave. She realized something.
She can stay here and be part of the conversation.
No, I'd like to speak to you privately.
Faran's fake dad is about to get caught.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll see you guys.
Listen. 2 weeks is a long time for Ferran to miss school. You are responsible for him to do his homework.
Is the principal actually falling for this?
You understand?
Totally. 100%. He's got to submit everything on time. No excuses.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Well, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
Have a nice day.
You as well.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Man, we got this.
Relax. Round number 2 is going to be even more difficult. So I set up a basketball game with all of my friends. You got to go with your fake dad, play basketball with my friends, and they got to believe that that's actually me.
Oh, no.
Good luck, you guys. I'll see you at the basketball court.
Are you good at basketball?
I'm not, but I'll tell you what. I promise you I'll try my best.
Okay, that's what I like to hear. I need you, hey, I need you to turn into prime LeBron.
We got this. Let's go. Let's go.
Ferran and his fake dad were feeling really confident, but there's no way he's as good as me at basketball. All right, my friends are inside playing basketball. Here's what's going to happen. Ferran and I are going to go play first. Once I make my first shot, I'm going to come outside, and you and I are going to swap. If you can last 3 minutes playing basketball with my friends, and they don't realize that you're not me, then you guys win this round. If he gets caught at any point, you're done, and your bike is going to be pink.
What up, boys?
Let's play some ball. I brought my son. Y'all want to play threes?
Yeah.
You're on our team.
All right,
me, you, and my son.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Ball, 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 ball. What you got, baby? What you got? What you got? What you got? What you got? What you got?
That was good. I don't know if I can play basketball like Ali.
You guys, I gotta use the restroom real quick, all right?
You just got in.
Yeah, I drank too much water. All right. My bad. My bad. My bad. All right, Ali. Let's see what you got. You gotta go out there for 3 minutes, and my friends cannot realize that you're not me. Good luck, man.
Well played. Well played.
All right, come on, boys. I'm back. Let's get it. Bro, about time. You took forever. Let's go. Check ball.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Check the ball. Check the ball. Come on. Come on.
In there. In there. Oof. Oof.
All right. Here you go. Go. Go.
Come on, let's go.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Terrible move.
Hold on. Guys. Wait. Hold on.
What are you doing, bro? Get your head in the game.
One second.
For one, I'm getting a little bit nervous.
Yo, you got to step it up, bro. Dad, come on.
You got to step it up, bro. You got to step it up. Come on.
It's so obvious. That's not me.
All right, Dad. Play some defense. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
All right. My twin is playing defense.
No. What are you doing?
Bro, that's illegal. You guys, a minute and a half more.
Go, Dad. Come on. Come on.
No.
How was that my twin? He can't even dribble.
You guys, 1 minute left.
Yo, what's going on with you, bro?
I'm playing basketball. What are you
doing? No, you're not playing basketball.
No. Okay, nothing's wrong with him. We're good. You just gotta lock in. Come on. You gotta lock in, man. Come on.
Let's get it together.
How does everyone not realize that that's not me?
All right, pass it back. What are you doing? What do you mean, no? What are you doing?
Oh, what are you doing? This is not like you. What are you doing? No.
What is he doing?
No, what are you doing?
Good, bro.
Last time I saw you play, you weren't like this.
No. Trust me. He's normal.
How is it normal?
Time's up. I can't believe this.
Y'all serious?
Y'all thought that was me?
Let's go! We got you guys!
Oh,
let's go! Y'all know better than that. Hey, we got this. Let's see who we got to prank for the next round. Let's go.
Let's go. Time for round number 3, and this is where it all ends.
No. This is not where it ends.
All right. They have to call 3 of my YouTuber friends, and you have to last on the phone with them for 60 seconds each without them realizing that that's not me.
What?
That's a lot.
Starting off with one of my best friends, Darman.
What? Darman? You literally hang out with Darman every single weekend. Of course he knows what you look like.
Too bad. All right, call Darman. 60 seconds. He can't realize that's not me.
Let's go, Dar. Pick it up.
They got no chance.
Pick up the phone.
Yo, what's up, Dar?
Yo.
What's up? Hi. Okay, Dar. I called you because I wanted to ask you what you think about my dad's brand new outfit.
Yeah, check it out.
I mean, it's pretty nice, man.
How does he not realize?
Something looked a little off about Ali's beard, though. Let me see it again.
Ali's beard? What's wrong?
He realized the beard is different.
You can take it lower or something, because it usually goes all the way up to the...
No, dude, the beard's fine. It's the same thing.
They're about to get caught.
Yo, Dar, how's your little baby doing?
Oh, yeah, congrats on the new baby.
Oh, she's so cute. Look at her eyes.
They're changing the topic.
I've been watching some of your guys' videos, man.
Oh, thank
no
you.
Way.
No way.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, well, 60 seconds. Okay.
Yeah, thank
bye,
you,
Dar. Bye, see you later. Bye.
I thought he was my good friend.
Let's go. Hey, good day.
One. We still got two more YouTubers to call.
Next person you got to call is Ben Azalar.
Alright.
They're about to lose right now, y'all. You guys are about to lose. Go ahead.
I think we got this one.
We got it.
Watch out, watch out, watch out. I'm phased, I'm in.
Alright. They got no chance, you guys. They're about to lose right now.
Yo, what's up, Ben? How
Yo, what's good, Ben?
Yo, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're good, yeah.
We just wanted to call you really quick, you know, check up on you.
Just say hi, you know.
Right now is actually not a good time. I gotta go. But coming back in like a few hours.
Wait. No, I'm so sorry. We just need 1 minute of your time. Just 1 minute.
1 minute.
1 minute. 1 minute.
Okay.
I was pretty sure that Ben was gonna realize that that's not me.
Listen. We just wanted you to say what's up to Gucci.
Hey Gucci, look, it's Uncle Ben. How is this working?
While I have you guys here, Ali answered my call a few days ago.
He's about to get caught.
Dude, I was super busy helping Thrawn with his homework. He has, like, some exams coming up and stuff. Yeah.
That's why he couldn't answer you.
Oh, my God.
Okay, cool. 60 seconds. I'll see you later, Ben. Thank
Bye,
you, Ben.
Bye.
That's easy, bro.
Oh, my God. These guys got lucky twice in a row.
You got one more person in FaceTime, and her name is Rebecca Zamolo.
Oh, no. Oh, Rebecca Zamolo 100% is going to be able to figure this one out.
Hey, you can give up now and go paint your bike pink.
No. We staying strong. We got this.
We got it.
They got no chance.
For sure, Rebecca was going to realize that that's not me.
Are you about to lose?
Hi. Hey, what's up?
So we just wanted to call you because I know that you do yoga. And Ali, he's been practicing yoga. So I just wanted to get your opinion on it.
Yeah, just make sure my form is correct.
Yeah, go ahead. Show her.
Something wrong with his voice?
For sure, Rebecca's going to realize that that's a fake Ali.
Get it, Ali. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is that good?
I mean, it's not bad.
Are you serious?
Ali, why did you start practicing yoga?
I'm just trying to be flexible, you know, old age.
Exactly, old age, you know.
Hey, Ali, by the way, do you and Andre want to get dinner tomorrow? I know we were trying to coordinate a date. We're free tomorrow if you guys want to go.
Yeah. Well, let's do it for sure, definitely.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, he could be there. He's free. He's got no plans, whatever. It's cool, you know.
What kind of food?
Sushi, as usual.
Sushi.
We don't always get sushi, but I'm down to get sushi.
Let's get sushi.
Okay, all right, let's go. Let's do it. All right. 60 seconds.
All right,
60 seconds. All right.
Let's go!
That's 3 for 3! Alright, next round.
Alright, twin. For round number 4, I'm gonna tell my barber to come to the house and cut my hair. You guys gotta convince my barber that that's actually me. I hope you're ready for a haircut.
You didn't tell me anything about a haircut.
Oh no, this is bad.
So when the barber comes in, I'm gonna let him inside the house, I'm gonna let him set up, and then I'm gonna come swap with you. And you gotta get your hair cut. And the barber can't realize it's not me.
Yo, Alan, what's up?
All right, Alan, I have a special request for you.
Okay.
I wanna shave off my hair today.
Wait, what?
Buzz it off.
Wait. You wanna buzz your hair?
Yeah, it's time for it to go, man. Just buzz it off.
No, wait. Are you sure you wanna do that?
Yeah.
I don't think he's being for real.
No, just put your stuff down, get everything ready, and I'll be there in a minute.
Cool.
Thank you.
What do you mean you wanna buzz?
I'm not getting the buzz. My fake twin is.
Oh no.
Yo, listen.
The barber's gonna cut your hair a little bit shorter than usual.
No.
It's not gonna be that short. Don't.
What do you mean it's not gonna be that short? We never talked about this.
Just don't worry about it, okay? You're gonna be good. It's gonna be a nice haircut. You're good. Come on. Let's go.
You sure you wanna shave your hair off?
Yeah, I'm sure, man. Hey, you know what? I wanna use the restroom real quick.
Okay.
Just give me a minute, yeah?
Okay, cool.
I'll be right back. All right, fake Ali, you ready for that haircut? Just make sure he doesn't realize that you're not me. Good luck. Hope you like the haircut. Alan has been cutting my hair for years. There's no way he doesn't realize that that's not me.
You sure you want to cut it that short?
Yeah, no. He's good. He's good, 100%. He's ready.
All right, at any minute, the barber's gonna realize that that's not me.
All right, Alan, you got it. You're good.
Go.
No, you're good. You wanted this. Just go. You're good.
He's cutting it off.
Just trust me, you're good. This is what you wanted.
If my twin keeps freaking out, my barber's gonna realize that that's not really me.
He still hasn't realized that's not me.
Dude, he's cutting my hair too short.
No, trust me, you're good. Alan, just keep going, it looks amazing.
It's too short.
You guys, the haircut's almost done, and I'm getting a little worried that Farwan might win this round.
And just like that, the haircut was complete.
It looks good, man. It looks good.
Alan, are you serious, bro?
Yo, what?
Bro, how'd you think that was me?
I mean, you guys have the same head.
Hey, let's go, we got it!
But now, it was time for the hardest challenge yet. Nice haircut, twin.
That was not funny, bro.
All right, this is the final round. It's gonna be the hardest round. You have to convince my wife that that's me. That's your mom, by the way.
Yeah, no. There's no way that's happening.
Hey, if you want to give up now, let's paint your motorcycle pink and call it a night.
No. I'm not giving up. We're painting your motorcycle pink. Let's go. Come on. We're not backing down from a big challenge. Let's go.
Royalty fam, there's no way my wife is going to think that he's actually me. Well, I hope not.
All right, you guys. My wife, Andrea, has just arrived. Here's the plan. When she comes in, I'm going to take her to the movie theater. We're going to watch a movie. And then I'm going to leave the movie theater, and you and I are going to swap. You got to go back in there and pretend you're me. If you can survive 3 minutes in there without her realizing I'm not you, then you guys win the challenge. But if you get caught, he has to paint his bike pink.
No. You're not going to get caught, bro. Come on.
Go.
Yeah, we cannot lose this round. We won't.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
How was your day?
To be honest, I'm so tired.
I have the best time then. Let's go watch a movie.
Right now?
Yeah, it's a perfect time. I'll get the popcorn ready. Let's go.
Are you sure?
Yeah, let's go. It'll be fun.
I'm so tired, babe. What do you want to watch?
Whatever you want to watch. I'll leave what popcorn?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll go get it.
Okay.
All right. Stay here.
Love you.
I got you on the popcorn.
All right. Here's the popcorn. You got to survive 3 minutes in the movie theater. She realizes that you're not me.
It's over.
Hey. Listen. Normally, I would say we got this, but this time, you got this.
Really, bro?
What do you see in him that you see in me?
Exact same person.
Now, fake Ali has to last 3 minutes without getting caught.
Oh, he's turning off the light. That's smart. He's smart.
He's gonna get caught.
No, he won't.
Ali, why do you turn off the lights? Come on, babe. I'm on the mark.
She's turning the lights on. Oh, she's gonna see him.
No.
I think that I found the movie that I wanna watch.
He's getting up.
Okay. I told you he knows what he's doing.
Are you serious? Why? Why are you sitting down so far from me?
Ah, your mom's catching on.
I'm a little sick.
Really?
Let's go. That's a good excuse.
That's weird. Why didn't you tell me you were sick?
I have some problems, sweetie.
Thank you.
All right, 90 seconds left. Let's see if he survives.
Come on, you got this.
Oh my god, you put spicy on my food?
Oh no, she's coughing. No, what did you do?
I put spicy sauce on the popcorn.
You know what? I'm gonna go get a water.
How could you forget that I hate spicy food?
She's about to catch him.
I'm so sorry, babe.
Hey, your mom is about to catch him any second.
No. I'm gonna go in and help him out.
Wait, what?
Mom, are you okay? I heard you coughing. I got you water.
Oh my god, thank you.
All right, Farhan's going in to help out, but it doesn't matter because they're about to lose.
Can you believe that I make my popcorn spicy? What?
No. Mom, this is not spicy.
That's so spicy. And he knows that I hate spicy food.
Farhan and my twin are so close to getting caught.
No, Mom, trust me, it's fine. It's not spicy. Whatever.
Oh my God, how does my wife not realize that that's not me?
All right, Mom, what movie do you want to watch?
No, Ali, what movie do you want to watch?
No, don't worry about it.
Why?
It's fine.
I want him to choose because we were going to watch it together.
No, but it's okay. He's a little bit sick. It's fine. I'm going to watch the movie.
All right, 45 seconds, you guys. I'm getting kind of nervous.
Ali, have you got sick out of nowhere?
Cold outside.
What, he's still sick all of a sudden?
Yeah, I don't know. It's cold outside. It's fine. Just let's pick a movie. Don't worry about Ali, okay?
Oh, he's got 30 more seconds. Andrea, that's not me. Come on.
Ali, come sit down next to me.
No. He's good where he is. He's fine.
What do you mean I want to sit down next to him?
20 seconds left.
No, sweetie, I'm good right here.
See, he's fine. Just leave him alone. He's good. Don't worry about Ali. He's fine.
Come on, Andrea. Catch him.
No, wait. Wait, one second. Something is happening here.
She's about to find out.
What are you talking about?
You guys look soft. Like, I don't know. Ali. Ali, something weird.
What?
This is so weird.
What?
Hey, baby.
Wait. 3 minutes. 3 minutes. It's done.
What?
How did you think that was me?
I just realized right now. Who is the guy?
Let's go. Hey. You know what that means, right? We're painting your motorcycle big.
Let's go.
All right.
Whatever.
Wait, who is this guy?
Don't worry about it. Stay royalty. We out. Peace. So this is my 15-year-old son, Farhan, and today we're going to attempt to find his twin brother. Here's what's going on. Farhan already has a brother, and he's 5 years old. But Farhan has always wanted a brother closer to his age. So that's why today we're going to find him a brother, but not just any brother. We're going to find him a twin that looks just like Farhan.
Yeah! I'm Farhan's twin.
I'm Farhan's twin.
Let's see who can pass as Farhan's twin.
First twin, come on out. You kind of look like Farhan. How tall are you?
4'10".
Farhan's 5'7". Come back in a couple years. Next! Wait, hold up. You guys are brothers?
No, we're twins. You need a triplet.
No, that's way too many Farhans. I'm good. You guys are good.
Oh my God, can you imagine Farhan triplets?
Okay, what's your name?
Farhan.
Exactly. You kind of look like him.
I know I do.
All right, you make it to the next round.
By the way, I know that kid didn't look exactly like Farhan, but once we find the perfect twin, we're going to give him a makeover so they can look identical to Farhan.
Next!
Hi, I'm just a huge fan. I would love to meet Farhan.
You're here to meet Farhan.
Yeah.
Next!
Yeah, I'm Farhan.
You kind of look like him, bro.
You make it to the next round.
Next!
Farhan is 15.
I thought you said 50.
Next! Hey!
Hey, I'm Farhan.
All right, you kind of look like him.
Yeah.
You could be his twin?
I think so.
You make it to the next round.
All right.
Three Farhan lookalikes made it to the final round. But whichever one knows Farhan best will become his twin.
Welcome to the final round, boys.
I'm Farhan.
We'll see about that. Question number one. What is Farhan's favorite car?
Lambo.
Lambo, of course. Lambo.
Question number two. What is Farhan's favorite video game?
Fortnite.
Contestant number two?
Fortnite.
Contestant number three?
Fortnite.
All right, y'all. This is getting tricky. Last question. What is Farhan's favorite fast food restaurant? Go.
Taco Bell.
Contestant number two?
Taco Bell.
Contestant number three?
Taco Bell.
Oh my gosh.
All three contestants tied. So I decided to bring in a special guest
and let them decide who's going to be Faron's twin.
All right, you guys. So Gucci has the best relationship with Faron.
Ever since Faron got Gucci 7 years ago, they've been inseparable. Gucci knows Faron better than anyone. Today, he'll be placed in the middle of the contestants, and whoever he goes to first will be chosen as Faron's twin.
All right, Gucci, you're going to sit right here. Are you boys ready?
Yes.
Get out of the way. Now, before we go surprise Faron, let's make the twin look identical to him.
So we're gonna do a makeover.
What? A makeover?
Let's go, baby! That's what I'm talking about. All right, the haircut's on point. We match his skin complexion, and we even changed his eye color.
I feel like Faron.
Now it's time to go home, and I cannot wait to see Faron's reaction when he sees his twin.
All right, let's go, Dad.
All right, he's already playing his character. He called me Dad.
All right, fake Faron. Let's go find the real Faron inside the house, and then surprise him.
You got this. Let's go.
All right, let's go.
So I checked the security cameras in the house, and I saw that Faron was downstairs in the movie theater. All right, go to Faron's bedroom upstairs, and then I'll call Faron up, and they will surprise him in his bedroom.
I bet.
Hopefully, I don't get caught.
Go inside, all the way inside.
Yo, this room's sick. All right, fake Faron, here's what we're going to do. We're going to bring the real Faron upstairs to his bedroom, and then he's going to see you sitting on his gaming chair, and then we're going to see what happens.
I'm so excited for his reaction.
All right, have a seat. Go.
Can I turn on the PC?
Bro, you're Faron. You can do whatever you want. Go for it. That's all you, bro. Hey. Yeah. All right. I'll be back.
I bet.
By the way, after we're done pranking Faron, we have 5 more people to prank using Faron's twin. It's gonna be a crazy day, y'all. Yo, Faron! Can you come upstairs to your bedroom?
Yo, what?
Hurry!
Okay!
We gotta hurry up, guys. We gotta hurry up. He's coming. Okay, all right. Faron's about to come upstairs.
Coming?
Yeah, he's coming. You stay here. I'm gonna hide in his closet, alright?
Alright, I got you.
You got this. Alright, you guys. I'm gonna hide in the closet. He's
coming. Yo. Hello?
Oh, what's up?
Bro, who are you?
I'm Faron.
No, don't dab me up, bro. What do you mean you're Faron? Hold on. Nah. Yo, Ali! Is this some type of joke?
He's looking for me.
Bro, are you serious? Like, who are you and what are you doing in my room? Like, bro, like, are you trying to be funny? This is my polo, these are my jorts, and those are my shoes because I wear those shoes every single day.
What? These are all my clothes. Wait, who are you?
I'm Faron. Hey, bro, you have to leave my room.
Nah. You know what? Why don't you leave my room?
Alright, bro. Like, this is not funny. I'm gonna go get my dad, bro. Like, what? Like, I don't even know you, bro. You're in my room.
Yeah!
Faron met his twin, but he had no idea what was planned for the rest of the day.
Alright, Faron. Meet your twin brother, Faron.
Alright, so why are you guys doing this?
So today, we're gonna be pranking 5 different people and making them think that's the real Faron.
Yep.
And each level is gonna get harder and harder.
Bro, that is not gonna work.
Bro, you wanna bet that these pranks are gonna work and these people are gonna fall for it? If all of them fall for it, you give me $500. If it doesn't work, I'll give you $500.
$500?
Yep.
Alright, you know what? Deal.
Deal.
Let's go.
It's on. Let's see who we're gonna prank first.
Level 1, let's go.
Reveal it.
Bro, there's no way you're going to be able to convince our fans that that's the real Faron.
There's only one way to find out.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Now, let's head out and see if our fans catch the fake Faron.
All right, you guys. We have arrived to the location. This is the spot where we usually see fans. Fake Faron, are you ready to take some photos?
Are you sure this is going to work?
Yeah, it's going to work, bro. You got to believe in yourself. You're Faron. Say it.
I'm Faron.
There you go. All right, Faron. You wait here, okay?
Wait. I thought I was coming with you guys.
No, if you and him come, it's going to be obvious. There can't be two Farons.
Hold on. I have an idea. You see? Now I'm in disguise. No one's going to recognize me. Let's go see if this works.
All right, you guys. We are here. You stay behind, all right?
All right. I'm going to be watching you guys. And if one person realizes that that's not the real Faron, I win and I get the $500.
All right. Say no more. We got this. Let's go, baby.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Honestly, I really don't think this is going to work. I mean, he has the same outfit as me, but he's not me. He's not Faron.
Yeah, we're the royalty family.
Well, I'll
show
you the videos. Can we take a picture?
Yeah, take a picture, Faron.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way.
Hey. Bye.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Ain't no way that worked. All right, so they got one person, but I don't think it's going to keep working.
Hey,
Faron, are we from the royalty family?
Yeah.
Wait. There's a whole entire family talking to them.
Where are you guys from?
Thank you.
Hold on, maybe they're just asking a question.
All right, let's take some photos.
Oh, yeah.
Get in. Cheese.
They're taking a picture.
Thank you. Honor.
The prank worked, and people kept asking us for photos.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot of people that thought you were Faron.
I know. Even I'm starting to think I'm the real Faron.
You are the real Faron. Let's go.
Let's head back home and see who we're going to prank next. Because the fake Faron was starting to feel confident.
All right, level one was a success for me, but not for you.
Bro, you guys got lucky on the first level, but there's still four more left.
All right, let's see what level number two is.
Let's go.
Reveal it. Teacher, bro, we gotta convince your teacher that that's Faron.
Bro, hold on, no. My teacher literally sees me every single day. There's no way they're gonna believe that that's me.
Alright, here's what's happening. Real Faron, you have a one-on-one online class with your history teacher. I want you to take the first couple of minutes and then ask if you can go use the restroom. Then fake Faron, you're gonna take real Faron's spot in the class, answer all of the questions in the session, and then... if the teacher doesn't realize he's fake Faron, I win that level.
Bro, obviously that's not going to work. I mean, my teacher knows exactly what I look like.
Are you just mad because you don't look like this Faron?
Bro, what? It's chill. We're twins. I am not your twin.
Do you guys think we'll be able to prank Faron's teacher?
Let's see what happens.
Hi.
Hi, Faron. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? It's nice to see you again.
Are you prepared for the quiz today?
Go to the bathroom. Quiz, yeah, I am prepared. Just, I have to go to the bathroom really quick. Is that okay?
Oh, okay. No problem.
Okay, cool. Just give me like 2 minutes.
For sure.
Now real Faron has to crawl out of the bathroom, and then fake Faron has to take the class.
Faron, are you there? Hello?
Hey, I'm back, sorry.
Hey, I was worried about you.
I'm telling you, the teacher's going to think that's the real Faron.
Bro, I promise you she's going to catch on, and I'm going to get in trouble for this.
All right, Faron, are you ready for your quiz?
Yeah.
Hopefully, fake Faron is able to answer all of these questions right, and the teacher doesn't notice he's not the real Faron.
All right, here we go. First question. What year was World War I? Faron, did you study?
Yeah, of course. I'm just thinking.
1945.
1914.
Good job. All right.
I told you I knew the answers.
When did World War II end?
Yo.
You got it.
1945. I think it's 1945.
Good job. That was great.
Bro, your teachers might better realize that's not you.
All right, Bron, next question. Children in Britain had to carry these items to school during World War II.
I'm giving an axe?
No, well, that's incorrect, Bron. Bron, that's strange. We went over these last week.
I must just be having an off day.
Next question. What was a nickname for the Cold War?
Oh, the space race.
Good job. Excellent. Good job.
Hey, your twin knows more than you.
Fake Ferran finished an entire hour-long session with the teacher, and she never even realized.
All right, good job, Ferran. Class is done.
Thank you. I'll see you next time.
Fake Ferran was able to pass level 2, but these next levels are only going to get harder and harder.
Level 2 was a success, baby. You know what? He's starting to become more Ferran than you are.
Bro, calm down. Let's see what the next one is, all right?
All right, are you ready to see who we're going to prank to level number 3?
Let's see.
All right, go ahead. Reveal it. Wait, hold on. Yo, Gucci.
Man, what you want?
Who do you think is more Ferran?
Man, both Ferrans are dumb.
Really, bro? Okay, let's see number 3.
All right, bro. We got to convince your trainer that you've known for over 5 years that's you.
Bro, my trainer is not going to believe that's me.
Ferran has been working out with his trainer for several years. So fake Ferran is going to have to lock in order to prank the trainer.
All right, boys. The trainer is outside. Here's the challenge. You got to catch 3 balls from your trainer.
All right.
And after that, you're going to ask for a water break. And then fake Ferran is going to come and take your spot. If fake Ferran can catch 3 balls without your trainer realizing it's not you, then we pass this level.
Yo, what's up, Salar? Are you ready to have a good session with Ferran?
Oh, I'm ready. I hope Ferran's ready, though.
Oh, he's ready. All right, you guys, the trainer's getting ready. Put on the hats and sunglasses. All right. Put them on. All right, now you guys look way more identical. All right, fake Ferran, go wait inside. Hide inside, all right? Ferran, real Ferran, stay here. All right, Patrick, put that. All right, when the real Ferran comes here and gets water, you're going to swap with him and go outside and try to prank the trainer that you're real Ferran.
I bet.
Cool?
Cool.
What's good, bro? You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
You ready to get this working? Oh, he's got this, bro.
Let's go. 0 drops, all right?
No drops. Hey, no drops.
No drops. Set, ready, go.
Whoa!
That's what I'm talking about. Let's go. All right, number 2. Set, ready, go. 2 for 2, let's go, baby. Set, ready, go. Hey, let's go. Woo! That's 3 for 3.
Let's go.
Right here. Oh my God. All right, you know what? I'm getting kind of thirsty. Can I go get water?
You earned it. Make it quick, though, all right?
All right, I got you.
Let's go. He's in the pantry. Go get him.
You ready, bro?
Ready?
Let's go.
It's your time, bro.
Right
now. All right. Go.
Hey, let's go, man. Long water break.
If the trainer realizes this is a prank, then I lose this bet with Ferran, and I owe him $500.
Let's do it. Same thing. Come on.
Let's go, Ferran. You got this.
All right. He's about to throw the ball. I bet you he's going to drop it.
Ready, go.
What was that? You just called 3 in a row.
He stumbled on the way there.
Woo! Now Solar's definitely going to realize that that's not the real Ferran. All right, let's run it back.
Let's go.
Let's go. What's going on, man?
Honestly, bro, that was a bad pass. Bro, it was a bad pass.
He dropped back-to-back passes? The real Ferran doesn't do that.
Hey, bro, that was your second miss. Come on, let's lock in. Let's go, man. My bad. Come on, you got it.
Set, ready, go.
There it is.
Sorry, let's go.
Hold you, bro.
Ah, oh, he caught one. All right, he got lucky.
Ready, go.
There it is.
Let's go, man. Let's
take three in a row now, okay?
You got this, Ferran. Let's go, baby.
Set, ready, go.
Go! Solar, how many passes did he catch in a row?
Three in a row.
Alright, give me a second. Just hold on. Don't do anything. Wait. Okay. Yo, Faith Ferran caught three passes in a row. So before we go to the next level, let's go tell your trainer Solar this is all a prank.
Alright, let's go.
Let's see his reaction.
Let's go. Yo, Solar!
What's good?
Wait, hold on.
What's up, bro?
Wait. Who is this guy?
What?
That's my twin Ferran, bro.
No, who is this guy?
Wait, no, where'd you find him?
It worked again.
All right, we pranked your trainer and that worked. Now, let's see who we gotta prank for level 4.
This is the level where you're gonna fail, the challenge is gonna be over, you lose, I win $500.
Not really. Reveal level 4! We're gonna convince your best friends that's you.
There's no way they're gonna fall for that. I mean, I literally see them every single day at school.
Alright, this round's gonna be difficult. Ferran, your friends are almost here.
And after he brings his friends inside, him and fake Ferran will have to swap places.
And if fake Ferran can last one whole minute with your friends without them realizing it's not you, then we win this level.
Yo! Guys, yo, brand new haircut, bro.
I like it, dude.
Alright, boys, what do you guys want to do today?
Whatever Ferran wants.
Yeah, whatever Ferran wants to do.
Okay. Guys, I got better at wheeling, and I want to show you guys.
Alright. You want to show them how to wheelie?
Yeah, I want to show them my wheelies.
Wait.
You guys have to stay here, and then I'm going to bring the bike, okay? So you guys just stay here.
Yeah. What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Ferran and fake Ferran are now swapping. And I don't know if fake Ferran knows how to wheelie. This could end up really bad.
Well, since I know how to wheelie pretty well, it's time to see if fake Ferran over here can also wheelie as good as me. And especially in front of my friends. Because if he doesn't know how to wheelie, then they're going to realize that this is the fake Ferran. My bike is in the garage. Let's go.
Put the helmet on. They're not going to realize it's not you, okay? Believe in yourself, right? Remember, all you gotta do is last one whole minute with his friends without them realizing that you're not Ferran, alright?
Alright, you guys, the timer starts now. They only have 1 minute.
Come out, Ferran! There you go, Ferran. Let's go, baby. Come on, Ferran, you got this.
Ferran, what are you doing?
Guys, give him a chance. He just got on.
Yeah. Alright, Ferran, you got this, bro. Just try to pull it up. You got this.
There's no way fake Ferran's gonna be able to do a wheelie.
Let's go, Ferran, wheelie. You got this. You guys, he's cold. He's a little rusty right now. He's got it. He's got it, bro. He's got it. Be patient, y'all.
Do you see him trying to wheelie? It's so obvious that he's not me.
Ferran, real quick. Ferran. Hey.
All we need to do is stall for 30 more seconds, and we win this level, all right?
All right.
Just try your best.
Ferran, come here. You know what? I'll show you how to wheelie.
Whoa! What are you doing?
I'm going to show him how to wheelie.
Give you your own helmet. That's his helmet. It's sweaty. Hold on.
Oh, my gosh. There's 20 seconds left. How have my friends not realized that that's not me?
Here you go.
Thank you.
Ferran, get off real quick.
Ferran's friend is going to show us how to wheelie, which will buy us some time to win this challenge.
All right, you ready, wheelie?
Go!
Again.
10 seconds left. Come on, you guys. How has fake Ferran lasted this long?
Yo, I can't believe y'all fell for it.
Fell for what?
Yo, take off your helmet.
Wait, what?
That's not Ferran.
Bro, how did you guys not realize?
Yeah, bro, it looked exactly like you.
I was wondering
why you couldn't wheelie.
Yeah. So,
fake Ferran has made it past the first 4 levels, but the last level is gonna be the hardest one yet.
Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
If I prank this person, you owe me $500. However, if it doesn't work, I give you $500.
No, you're joking. You're joking, bro. My mom gave birth to me. She's been raising me for 15 years. There's no way you're going to be able to prank her.
Your mom is going to be the final test to make sure that I made the perfect twin.
Bro, you are so going to fail this.
We'll find out. All right, we need Andrea to come home. And I have the perfect way to get her to come. How?
Flash test.
Hi, babe.
Hey, babe, where are you?
I'm at the grocery store.
Babe, I need you to come right now.
Why? What happened?
It's really important. Farhan got sick. He needs you.
He got sick?
He needs what medicine. Happened? Farhan, I'm coming! Babe, can you just come home ASAP? He's really sick.
Okay. I'll be there.
Alright, I love you. Bye. Bye.
This might work.
Andrea's almost home, so we only got a few minutes to set things up.
Farhan, your mom's on the way home. She thinks you're sick, so fake Farhan. I need you to make Andrea think that you're real Farhan. Go get a hoodie, go in his bed, and pretend you're sick. Alright? Hey, listen. If Andrea falls for this for 3 minutes, then we win the challenge and you owe me $500.
Or if she realizes that that's fake Farhan, then you lose the challenge and then you're gonna owe me $500.
You go hide in the bathroom. You go get a hoodie. Hurry up. Pick a hoodie. Go! Go! Got the hoodie. Remember, you're sick, right? Put the hoodie on. There you go. There you go. Alright, I'm your mom. Farhan, what's wrong?
I'm sick.
Oh my god, what happened?
What?
Alright, you guys, Andrea just got here. Fake Farhan's in the bed, real Farhan's in the bathroom. Let's see what happens.
Hey, I don't know where Farhan got sick. He said he wasn't feeling good. He wanted me to call you, and he was even about to puke.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Where is he?
He's in his bedroom.
Farhan!
Wait, he might be sleeping though.
She's here. I hope she doesn't realize that I'm the fake Farhan.
I've slept for 2 hours and I'm sick. What do you guys do?
Nothing. We're just having fun.
Hey! What happened to you?
Babe, he's not feeling well.
Did you give him medicine?
No, I don't know what the medicine is.
Alright, so I have to go find the medicine, okay? I'll be right back.
Farhan, just hang in there, okay?
Yeah, I'll be
right
back.
You're gonna
be okay.
If Andrea finds out that's fake Farhan, then I lose this entire challenge.
Hang in there, Farhan, alright?
She literally went to go get medicine. I can't believe she's falling for this.
Alright, you guys, this is the moment. I'm almost there. I gotta win this bet.
My throat.
Wait, but you didn't have sore throat when I left.
You're sore throat.
You need to give me medicine, Farhan.
I give you medicine, you'll feel better, you're gonna rest.
Can you help me, please?
Farhan, hang in there.
I'm here again. Farhan, you need to bring your medicine. You're gonna get better. Farhan, you're gonna get better. Wait, who are you? What's happening?
Yay! Let's go! I won!
What? You won what?
I made a bet with Farhan that you were gonna think that's the real Farhan.
That's not even funny.
And so you lost, so where's my $500?
$500.
You guys are ridiculous, I swear.
Guys, Andrea's mad. I lost the bet. He won. Stay royalty. We out. Peace.
You guys, I can't believe someone left these puppies at our doorstep. You guys are so cute. We're gonna find out who left you guys here, okay? I'll be right back. Mom, listen. We have to go outside right now.
Why?
Just trust me, it's an emergency. Just come outside. You have to see what's outside.
Okay, so can you tell me what's happening?
No. We have to go. Come on. Hurry. Come on.
Wait. Oh my gosh!
It's just two puppies. They appeared at our front gate.
Farhan, come on. Be honest. I don't believe that story.
No, I promise you. Listen. I thought my Amazon package arrived, so I went to go check. I opened the door, and I saw the box, and I realized that this isn't my Amazon package. Someone left these two dogs here, and then they just left.
Oh my god, who's gonna leave these dogs here? If someone dropped them off at the gate, that means that people is still around.
why don't we go find them and get the dogs back?
You want to go find them? You want to try to go look?
We're not going to keep the dogs. These are not our dogs.
Listen, listen, listen.
All right, you guys. So we're going to see if the people that left the puppies are maybe still outside of our front gate.
All right, be careful right here. It's raining so bad, you guys. How long ago was it?
I think it was like 5 minutes ago.
Okay, so they're probably outside then. Okay, let's hurry up. Let's hurry up. Run. Careful.
Oh, it's so wet.
Yeah, let me check.
This is exactly where I found the puppies, right here. Come.
Hello?
Mom. I don't think anybody's here.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so we need to find out who left the dogs here.
Mom, since we can't find the owners, do you think maybe we can keep them?
No, Ferran. Those are not our dogs. First, we need to find out who left them at the front gate.
They're so cute. Hold on.
What?
Do you think Dad left them at the front gate?
There is no way. He wouldn't do something like that without telling me.
It could be like a surprise, like giving us two puppies. No, there's no way. I'm going to call him.
Okay, call them. Oh, my gosh. They're so cute.
Let's call my dad to see if he was the one who left these puppies here.
Hello?
Hey, we saw the box.
Wait, what?
Bro, stop playing games. Like, we saw the box with the two puppies, the surprise that you gave us.
What are you talking about?
I told you it wasn't your dad. Okay, baby, do you think that you can come home? There are two dogs right here. We need to find the owner so we can get them back, okay? So we don't know who they came from.
I'll be there in like 10, 15 minutes.
Okay, all right.
All right, bye. My dad was on his way home, and my mom came up with a brilliant idea.
All right, so I have an idea. When your dad comes back, we're going to ask him to look through the security cameras, so we're going to find out who let the dogs in the front gate.
That's a good idea, but... are you sure we can't just keep the dogs?
Oh my gosh, they are so cute. But no, you guys, we need to find the owners of these dogs.
I was really hoping that I could keep these two dogs.
You guys, I just got to the house. For one, Andrea called me earlier saying that there's a box with dogs inside. They must be pranking me. Let's go inside and see what's going on.
Hey, what's going on?
Yay. My gosh, you're finally here.
Are you... what?
Look. They're so cute.
I thought you guys were messing with me.
No.
Whose dogs are these?
I don't know. Someone left them at the front gate.
Yeah.
Bro, are you messing with us?
Bro, what? No.
Be honest.
I think that he's messing with us.
No. Why would I be messing with you guys? I'm being for real.
Where'd you find them?
I found them right outside of our front gate.
You guys, what if you check the collars? Maybe there's tags on there. Maybe there's a phone number we can call. Yeah. Check, you guys, check.
No, they just have collars. They don't have tags.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, there's no tag. It's just a collar.
We really need to find out who left the dogs here.
What if you look through the security camera so we're going to be able to find out who left them at the front gate?
But guys, come on, think about it. They were left at our front gate. This was meant to be. Like, why can't we just keep them?
No, they have honor.
Let's check the security cameras and see exactly what happened.
Okay.
All right, you guys, hold up the security footage. Let's see what happens. I don't see anything.
Oh, right there. There it is.
That's the guy. Wait a minute. He's knocking.
Okay, so he knocked on the door.
And we can't see his face. You guys, he's covering his face. He's knocking again.
Did you see him when you went outside?
No, when I went outside, there was nobody there. He's pulling something out of his pocket.
Wait, what is that?
He's knocking again?
Wait, he's putting inside the box.
Wait, what did he put in the box?
Yeah, I didn't see anything inside the box.
Yeah, wait, but we didn't see anything inside the box.
Wait, you guys didn't see anything inside the box?
No.
A white piece of paper?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure.
Go check the box.
This person left something in the box, and we couldn't believe our eyes when we saw it.
Check the box. Inside the box. There's nothing in here. It's just a bunch of blankets.
Pull out the blankets.
Oh. Right here.
Oh. Wait, what? Oh,
you guys didn't see that?
No.
It says true royalty family.
Open it.
Okay, well, it's a piece of paper.
Well, obviously, it's a letter.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, all right. Let me read this.
That's a long letter.
Okay, this right here could possibly explain everything.
Okay, let me read this. Dear royalty family, we're so sorry you lost your dog, Princessa, 2 years ago. She was such a special part of your family, and we know how much you loved her. We can't keep these two puppies and thought of you. We saw the kind of love and care that you gave to Princessa, and we know you guys would give them an amazing home.
Oh my God, they remember Princessa.
What are we going to do? We have to keep both of them.
No, you're right. No, we already have our dog Gucci plus two more dogs. That's gonna be a lot of responsibility.
Why can't we just keep both, Mom?
Because it's a lot.
Ferran, it's a lot of work.
Okay, you know what? I have an idea. Listen, we bring both of these dogs to my dog Gucci and see if maybe all three of them can get along, and then that way they all become friends, and then we can keep all three of them.
I don't know about that.
No, that's a good idea. I'm gonna go find Gucci.
Ferran really wanted to keep both puppies, but his mom was against the idea. Hopefully, all three dogs will get along.
Hey, maybe Ferran is right. If the two of these dogs get along with our dog Gucci, then maybe it won't be that difficult to take care of all three dogs.
Hey, I don't think that's a good idea.
All right, we'll see.
There he is. Bring him. Gucci!
We have a surprise for you, Bubba.
We have a surprise for you.
Gucci's chilling.
I think that he already smelled the dog.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, he wants to see inside the box. Let him see, Ferran. Let him see.
Come.
Ferran, he wants to see inside the box.
Come. I'm going to help you.
Inside the box.
Oh, my God. They're looking at each other. They're looking at each other. Look.
Oh, they're saying hi.
Why don't we take them out so they can meet Gucci in person?
Yeah, okay,
take them out. And if they all get along, maybe we can keep all three of them.
Let's see what happens.
All right, Gucci, come on.
Not too close.
There you go. Honestly, you guys, Gucci misses having a sibling.
He got so excited.
Say hi, Gucci.
It's okay.
Gucci, hey, where
are
you going?
Oh, Gucci.
It seemed like the dogs were bonding, but the question remains, will Andrea allow Ferran to keep both puppies?
Mom, look, they all got along. That means we can keep all three of them.
I know, but that doesn't change anything, guys. Three dogs is a huge responsibility, and I don't think that we're ready for this.
Andrea felt like it was too much responsibility to keep all three dogs, and Ferran was really sad about that. But she was willing to make a deal.
But you know what? I'll tell you one thing, okay? I'll let you keep one.
One?
Yeah.
Well, how am I supposed to know which one to keep? Like, how do I choose?
I don't know, you guys. You can decide.
Ferran, you can pick. Just pick which one.
All right, so I'm going to put them in the box for now. Go to sleep. You need some rest. You're so tired.
Ferran was torn. He was going to have a hard time figuring out which puppy to keep.
All right, so let me know when you made your decision. Is that okay?
Okay. All right, bad news is you can't keep both of the new dogs, but you can keep one.
No, we gotta convince my mom to let us keep both.
Bro, how?
So Ferran said he has a good plan to convince his mom for her to keep both of these dogs, but I think his plan is bad.
Bro, just listen to my plan. We're gonna name both of these dogs after the mom's dog that passed away, and her name is Princessa. So that way, my mom is gonna love both of these dogs because it's gonna bring back memories, and she's gonna wanna keep them both.
Okay, here's the thing. Your mom's dog Princessa was named after a girl. This is a boy, and that's a girl. So how do you wanna do this?
Okay, so obviously the girl's gonna be Princessa,
okay.
And then the guy is gonna be Prince.
Oh my goodness. You really think your mom is gonna say yes to this?
Bro, it's worth a try.
Royalty fam, I don't know what's gonna happen, but I'm telling you, this is a bad idea.
Mom!
Hey guys!
Hey!
What's up?
Guess what?
What?
So, we came up with a great idea.
Yep.
Okay.
To name the dogs. So, the boy, his name is Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Now the girl.
Yep, this one's gonna be a big girl. It's a cool name.
Is gonna be named Princessa.
Are you serious? Who thought that it was a good idea to do that? That's so disrespectful. I already said that you guys can keep just one dog, and you're not gonna name it Princessa. Okay? No one is going to replace my dog, Princessa.
Wait, we're not trying to replace her.
Yeah, you're trying. You're naming the dog after my dog, Princessa. That's disrespectful.
So.
Oh, my God.
I told you that was a bad idea.
Alright, so do you have a better idea?
Actually, I do. So, the reason that we can't keep both of these dogs is because your mom said we weren't responsible enough. So, if we go to the pet store and we buy all the supplies and necessities that these dogs need, then maybe your mom might see us as responsible and we'll be able to keep both dogs.
Okay, not a bad idea.
Okay,
so let's go to the store.
All right, it's raining super hard. Make sure the dogs don't get wet. Take them to the car and let's go to the store.
Let's go.
All right, hey, keep them dry. Keep them dry.
Stepped in water. Oh no. Oh no, my pants.
Bro, forget your pants. Oh, just make sure the dogs stay dry.
Okay.
Go. Remember, we have to get all the right stuff in order for your mom to realize that we're responsible enough to keep both dogs.
Real quick, let me just put both of my little buddies right here.
Gentle. First thing we need is dog food.
All right, you guys, so we have to get food, but we also have to make sure that it's the right stuff. And right here, it says puppy and it's chicken.
That's called being responsible, baby. Let's go. Hey, get some more.
Yeah, you're right.
They gotta eat, bro. They gotta eat. More. Come on, bro. More!
What?
More! Bro, they're gonna be hungry. Grab toys.
Oh, look how cute this is. A chicken? Alright, we'll grab that. A cow? We'll grab that. A dragon?
We'll also put that in there.
So I got security for the boy, and then I got a nice pink sweater with the heart for the girl.
Alright, put it in. It's our dog Gucci!
Okay, but wait. Hold on.
Where you going, bro? Wait a minute.
Come on.
Is that for who I think it is?
Exactly who you think it's for.
For Gucci?
For Gucci.
You see that, you guys? He's being responsible already. He's thinking about all three dogs. Put it in.
I got a hat.
All right. Is it going to fit?
Oh, sorry.
There it is.
All right. These beds are nice. Which one do you want?
Bro, we're in the wrong aisle. This is the cat aisle.
My bad.
All right, so we got two leashes, one for the boy, and one for the girl.
Good job.
Ferran was trying to buy as much stuff for all three dogs so he can convince his mom that he was responsible. You think this plan's going to work?
Oh, it's going to work.
Now let's head home and see what Andrea thinks about this idea. All right, put all the stuff in the kitchen counter. I'll go call your mom. I'll tell her to come downstairs. And then we'll show her how responsible you were. And then maybe
she'll let us keep both of them.
Hey, Gucci. We're back.
Babe, guess what?
What? I'm nervous.
What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
All right, so Ferran wants to show you something downstairs. It's a good thing, trust me.
Oh my God, every time that you tell me that, I get nervous.
No, I'm serious, it's a good thing, come.
Okay.
Are you ready to see the surprise?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ferran!
Yo!
You ready?
I'm ready.
What? What is all of that?
Go look at it. Go look.
Wait, you guys bought all the pet store?
Hopefully this idea would convince Andrea to let Ferran keep both puppies.
Come. We went shopping, but we didn't just go shopping for the two new dogs. We went shopping for all three dogs.
Yep.
Okay. Like, look, let me show you. We got so many toys, and then we got clothes. We got one for the new boy.
Yep.
We got one for the new girl.
Yep.
And of course, I couldn't forget about my favorite, Gucci.
See, we thought about all three dogs because we care about all three of them.
Exactly. Now, come over here.
Yep, we got more stuff too.
So look, right here, Mom, we got so much food for them, and we made sure that the packaging said puppy because they need the right amount of nutrients.
Yeah, and let me just say, that was really responsible of you.
That was good. That was responsible, right?
Okay.
That was
responsible. Hold on, Gucci.
Gucci, stop crying.
Gucci, are you okay, Bubba? We love you so much.
No, he's excited for the puppy.
Oh, yeah? He's trying to see the puppy.
And look, Mom, we got two new leashes, one for the girl and one for the boy.
I just want to say, man, Ferran was really responsible at the pet store. He was taking his time shopping, and he was putting a lot of effort into this. I'm really proud of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Guys.
So?
Responsibility doesn't happen overnight. I already said we're going to keep one of the new puppies, and that's it.
Can I talk to you?
Ferran was starting to feel the pressure of having to pick one dog. Which one will it be?
Listen, we can't convince your mom to keep both dogs. At this point, you might as well just pick which dog you want to keep.
Bro, no. I'm not giving up that quick, bro. I have one more idea.
Bro, what is it?
All right, listen. How about we show the two puppies to my little sister and my little brother, and then they're going to fall in love with them. And then my mom is going to see how much my little brother and my little sister love these puppies, that she's going to want to keep both of them. I'm just saying, bro, it's worth a shot.
Okay, but what if your little brother and sister don't get along with these dogs?
We're going to have to figure it out once we get there.
All right, let's try. All right, the kids are in the movie theater. Are you ready for the surprise?
Let's go.
Hey, guys!
Should we show them the surprise?
Yes. Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
You guys ready? All right. On the count of three. One. Two.
Three.
Come say hi.
Look how cute they are, guys.
Hey, get Milan to hold one, and get your sister Blue to hold the other.
Okay.
And your mom will be so happy.
Okay, come Milan, come.
Mommy, you know, no.
You don't want it?
No.
Come, you just have to hug it. Take that, and then put your other hand down here.
Okay, there you go. There you go,
hold
Milan.
Hold it strong.
There you go. Give it a kiss, Milan.
Oh, kiss it.
Yeah.
Okay, Blue, you want to hold it too?
No.
There you go. You're good. Just hold it, okay? Like that, you're good.
I'll hold it.
You want to hold it? Okay, here.
Milan has one. Now his sister's going to have one.
Yeah.
There you go. Perfect. Okay. You ready? There you go. Hold it.
So that's a girl, and that's a boy right there, okay? And when mommy comes, what are you guys going to tell mommy?
I love it. I want to keep it.
Perfect.
Bro, you stay here. I'm going to bring your mom. Let's see what happens. Maybe, just maybe, Andrea will let us keep both puppies.
I got something to show you.
Okay.
You guys ready? You guys ready?
Yeah. Mama,
you like it? Can you keep it?
Oh my God! So you guys like them?
Yeah.
Ooh, he's a puppy. He's so little. This is a
boy.
Yes.
Boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl. Oh my God!
Yeah. Ivan, you want to keep it?
Yeah.
But do you want to keep one or two?
Two. Oh, I want to keep two.
Oh. So mom, can we keep both?
Guys, I already told you, we're just going to keep one, and we're going to find a home for the other one.
Yeah, but Ferran doesn't know how to pick one.
Yeah, can't you just pick one, Mom?
Well, you have to decide which one do you want to keep.
I don't know what to do.
At this point, Andrea had made up her mind, and Ferran had a hard choice that he had to make.
Ferran, it's time for you to pick one of these dogs, and the other dog, we got to find it a good home.
I can't decide. Like, okay, how about this? I'll make my decision later, but for now, we can find a home for one of them at least.
Okay, so how are we trying to find a home for one of them?
Okay, how about this? What if I post a story on my Instagram and see if there's someone out there that's responsible and that wants to provide a good home for one of the dogs?
Do you think that's gonna work?
What do you guys think?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll post the story.
Okay, post it.
Ferran's taking the picture for the story.
All right. Here, get both of them.
Get a good shot.
Oh, that's perfect. So what do I put on the story?
All right, put that we're looking for someone responsible and that can take...
No. Okay, so no. Put something like this. We are looking for a sweet home for one of these puppies. Whoever is interested, please send me a DM.
Just like that. There you go. Good job, babe.
I just want to find a new house for one of the puppies.
I posted the story. Now we wait.
We love you, Gucci. We love you guys, too. We got a lot of messages and called a lot of people.
Are you able to pick up a dog?
No, I need you guys to come down to me.
But most just weren't the right fit for these puppies.
Have you ever taken care of a dog before?
I've never owned a dog before.
Until finally, this happened.
Wait, so you can come tonight and pick up one of the dogs?
Yeah, I can just meet you with my husband.
Okay, and how long would you take to be here?
Probably just an hour.
Okay, perfect. I'll send you the exact address. You guys drive safe, all right?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. See you soon. Oh my god!
Wait, hold on. We have to make sure that this person is qualified to be the owner of the new dog, and we also have to find out which dog Farwan wants to keep.
That's gonna be the problem.
Hey, where's both dogs? I see one.
One of them is inside of my hoodie.
Are you serious?
I fell in love with both of them. Like, how am I supposed to know which one to pick?
Well, the new owner is about to arrive, so you gotta make your decision soon, alright?
An hour later, the new owners came to pick up one of the puppies.
Alright, you guys, the new owners are outside. Let's go open the door for them.
Okay.
Alright.
Let's go.
Do you know which dog you want to keep? Is it this one?
No, I don't know, bro. I can't make a decision.
Are you serious?
Let's just go meet the new owners.
Come on in, you guys. These are the dogs right here.
Beautiful.
They're so gorgeous.
Which one are we?
Yeah, do you guys know which one you're giving up for adoption? Or like which one we're taking?
We don't know yet, but he's the one that has to take the decision.
Yeah, for a while. You're here to take one. Do you know which one you want to keep?
They're both so cute.
They are.
I know.
This was about to be the hardest decision of Farwan's life.
They're both amazing. They're both precious.
Honestly, my decision, I don't think it's right for me to separate them. I can't separate them.
What do you mean?
They're brother and sister, and I can't take them away from each other. I think you're going to have to take both.
Farwan, are you sure? You don't want to keep one?
I can't separate them, bro. I can't.
Are you sure? Okay, 1 second. Come.
And now, we had a bigger issue to solve.
I feel so bad for Farwan. I don't know if the new owners are going to take both of the dogs.
We can ask them and see what they say. They came here for one.
I know. Let's ask.
Yeah? By any chance, are you guys able to take care of two dogs instead of one?
Two dogs.
The owners were thinking hard about taking both puppies.
Yes, we will take both of them. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. Take care of them, please. They're precious.
Thank you. I 100% promise.
We're gonna miss them.
They will be in great hands.
We'll keep in touch, yeah?
Yes, of course. Thank you.
We'll send you pictures. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Hey, you did the right thing.
I'm so proud of you.
They were family. I couldn't separate them. It's all good.
Stay royalty. We out. Peace.
So how long could I secretly live inside of my parents' bedroom without getting caught? Well, I guess we'll find out. Alright, so this is my parents' bedroom, and I think that this spot right here would make the perfect hiding spot for me. All I have to do is build a wall right here, build another wall right here, close them off, and my parents would never be able to catch me.
I've had builders waiting outside for my parents to finally leave.
Hey boys, it's time to build my secret hiding spot. Come on in, you guys.
Copy.
I have no idea when my parents are going to be coming back home, so that means that you guys have to build this really, really quick. I need a wall right here, I need another wall right here, I need you to close it off, and also make sure to add like a little hole so I can crawl in. Alright, you guys got it. So in case you're wondering why I'm doing this, my friend Ben Azalart sent me this message.
I challenge you to secretly stay in your parents' bedroom without getting caught. And if you complete the 5 challenges I gave you within 3 hours, then I will give you this prize.
I got this, and I'm winning that prize. Let's go, boys! Hurry it up! Alright, you guys, my secret hiding spot is finally built. But before my parents come home, I need to grab some of the main essentials that I need in order for me to survive as long as possible inside of my secret hiding spot. We're gonna need chips. We're gonna need drinks. One last thing that I forgot is my Xbox, and I really, really need my Xbox. It's in my room, so let's go grab it. Let's go. No. No way. No. Oh my gosh, my parents are here. This is so bad. Okay, I don't have enough time to go grab my Xbox, so I'm gonna go back to my secret hiding spot. look, Sim, let's see how long I can survive inside of my parents' bedroom.
Inside this backpack are 5 challenges that Ben told me I had to complete in order to win a prize. Oh my gosh, my parents have officially entered their bedroom, and that means challenge number 1 begins now. Let's see what it is.
Alright, babe, I'm gonna go change.
Real quick, what do you want to eat?
Oh.
Challenge number 1, let's go. What? Turn on the TV and play a royalty family video. That's so obvious. I'm gonna get caught. Luckily, I actually have my phone connected to all the TVs in the house, so all I have to do is connect my phone. My dad is right there. Alright, let's turn on the TV.
Babe, I don't know why my leg is hurting again.
Really? Can you call the doctor and make an appointment?
It's on. Typing royalty family in right now in the search bar.
Babe?
Yeah?
TV's on.
What do you mean?
Are you controlling the TV?
No. What are you talking about?
Look at my dad. He looks so confused. Come on, play a video.
Did you turn it on?
No, what's happening?
I just saw it and it said royalty family. Look, someone's typing.
Wait, what?
I'm gonna turn it off. That was weird.
No. I have to turn the TV back on because the challenge says that I have to play the royalty family video.
I don't know, this TV's been acting up lately. Oh, this came off.
Let's go. Play the video.
That is so weird.
Yeah, keep doing that.
But what do you do with this?
Yes.
Look, our video's playing.
Let's go. Okay, the video officially played, and that means challenge number 1 is complete. Now we move on to the next challenge. Challenge number 2.
That was weird.
Let's see what it is. Challenge number 2. Find these 3 items in your parents' bedroom. The first item, one of your dad's cologne bottles. The second item, one of your mom's purses. The third item, AirPods. So that means I have to leave my hiding spot and have to go around my parents' room and try to find those 3 items.
I gotta get my parents to leave the room in order for me to get those 3 items.
Oh my gosh. It's Sandy. I have the best idea. So in order to get my parents to leave their bedroom, what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect my phone to my mom's Tesla, honk the horn, and once they hear the horn, they're going to leave the bedroom, and that's my cue to leave my hiding spot, go find all 3 items, and come back without them noticing. Ready? I'm going to honk in 3, 2, 1.
Look at this picture of the kids I took the other day.
Aww, they're so cute.
I don't think they heard that. I have to keep doing it.
Did you hear that?
Yes. Is that my car?
I think it was a honk.
Yeah. Well, what car was?
I think it was your Tesla honking. I'm gonna go downstairs and check it out.
I'm coming too.
Has that ever happened?
No, never. Can you check your phone? Maybe the app?
Oh my gosh, they're leaving. This is our cue, and we have to go fast. Let's go. Oh my gosh, I just made so much noise. Okay, we have to go now.
Wait, what's happening?
I don't know. Why is it honking?
Perfect. Now we can finally start searching. Item number 1 is my dad's cologne, and I know exactly where that is.
Check this out.
Spray 1, 2. Okay, now we have to take it because we have to hurry up. Next item is my mom's purse.
How is this happening?
I don't know. Let me see your phone. Let's check the app.
Which one do I grab? This one right here. This one is perfect. Now I have to find the AirPods. Let's go.
You're doing this?
What?
You're doing this?
No, how am I doing
this? Okay, let me see your phone. You're doing this.
What are you talking about?
AirPods. What is this, bro? What is that?
Okay, AirPods, no, no, no. Hold on, maybe it's in his bed.
This is so weird.
Maybe underneath the pillow somewhere? No. Okay, you know what? That's fine. You guys, I'm going to keep honking the horn to buy me more time.
I think we're good. I think we're good. Close the doors.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. They should have turned on.
Yeah, it scares me. Babe, what do you do?
Right here, under this big blanket. AirPods, no. Where are these AirPods?
I think the honking stopped.
Hold on, give it a sec. All right, I think we're good.
We're good.
All right, let's go back upstairs.
Let's go.
Whew, that was weird.
Come on. I need to find these AirPods quick. No, behind this. Oh, my gosh. No way. No way. Let's go, you guys. I finally found the AirPods, and we can finally go to my hiding spot. Let's go.
Why would it start honking on its own?
I have no idea.
Oh my gosh, my parents are here. Oh my gosh, I have to hide. I don't have time to go to my secret hiding spot.
At what time is the food arriving?
Oh, I forgot to order food.
Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh. Wait, what happened here?
Oh my gosh, I'm hiding behind the couch. My parents just came back into their bedroom. This is so bad. I really hope they don't find me here.
Who did this to the bed?
So was it like this?
No, it wasn't like this.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't, baby, I know.
I made a mess. My parents are inside the room. They're right next to me.
You know what I think happened? Our dog Gucci probably came here and messed around with the sheets.
Really?
He always does that. Yeah.
I think it was Gucci.
Okay.
I'm gonna wash up.
I'm gonna change my clothes.
I'll be right inside the bathroom. That's my cue. I have to go back to the secret room. I have to go now. I have to be super quiet. I'm gonna open this super quietly. Oh my gosh.
What was that noise?
Oh my gosh. I just made so much noise.
Hey, what's going on?
That was so
bad. What was that, babe? Babe, this is so weird. So many things happening at the same time.
I was so worried that my parents were about to find me. And if they do, this whole challenge is over.
Could it have been a rat?
A rat? No, a rat is not gonna make that sound.
I'm gonna check the balcony.
Get caught right now. This challenge is over, and I'm not gonna get the prize. Oh my gosh, he's coming. Right there.
Oh.
Oh no.
What are you looking at?
Oh, look. I figured it out. It's the light bulb that fell.
Wait, that fell off from the mirror?
Yeah, it must have came off from the mirror. That was probably the sound.
Yeah, maybe.
They thought it was a light bulb. Oh, gosh, I think I'm safe.
Everything good?
We're just worried about nothing.
I know.
Challenge number 2, complete it. On to challenge number 3. So we have a paper, and then we also have a timer. Okay, challenge number 3. Start the timer and read further instructions. Okay, so I guess we'll start the timer. Alright, we started the timer. In 3 minutes, the alarm on this timer will go off. Wait. That's horrible. Once this timer goes off, it's gonna make a really loud noise, and then my parents are gonna know that I'm for sure in here. You know, I have to figure out a way to get this timer out of here.
Hey, are you almost ready?
Oh no.
No, I'm still changing.
My dad is right there.
Alright, the food downstairs. We gotta go soon.
Yes, go. Oh my gosh, what is he doing? He's turning on the TV.
At least the TV's working now.
I only have 2 minutes left.
Is it working?
Huh?
Is it working now?
Yeah. Remember? It was acting up earlier, but now it's working.
I know.
Are you ready?
Now I'm gonna fix my makeup so quick.
I only have a minute and 30 seconds left.
Babe, you wanna go to the movie theater tonight?
Why don't we stay in and watch a movie? There are so many movies that came out.
There's 45 seconds left on this timer, and if they don't leave, this timer's gonna go off, and they're gonna hear it, and they're gonna find me.
What if we go eat first, and we'll talk about the movie later?
I'm hungry.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Go. Oh my God, they finally left. They left. Oh my gosh, I threw the timer at the perfect time and it's going off. I can't believe I came that close, but thankfully I got the timer out of here. They're back.
What is that?
Oh my gosh, they found the timer. I really hope they don't connect it to me.
Where did this came from?
I have no idea.
Wait, what?
Someone's messing with us.
Yeah, like first the TV, then the car, then the noise. Like, what's going on?
I'm gonna check the restroom.
Is there anyone here?
They're suspicious now, and they know that someone's messing with them, but they don't know who.
You guys, something weird is going on. We just came into our bedroom and found a timer on the floor. It was beeping. This is crazy.
What's going on? Something weird is happening.
You know what? What about Farhan?
What? Do you think that he's part of it?
What if he's in on this?
No.
What if he's messing with us?
No.
You guys, we haven't checked up on our son Farhan. Let's go to his bedroom and see what he's doing. Just in case?
Okay, just in case. Let's go.
Oh no, my parents just said that they're gonna go check up on me inside of my room. You guys, just wait and see what happens when they go into my room.
I'm pretty sure this one has nothing to do with these.
Then who's messing with us?
I don't know, we need to find out.
They're right outside my door. They're about to go inside my room.
The lights are off.
I think he's sleeping.
Right now?
Yeah, he's taking a nap.
You sure?
Yeah, he's sleeping.
Farhan.
Man, he's so tired.
I was ready for this. I set up a dummy in my bed that looks exactly like me because I knew that my parents were going to go check up on me at some point.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's go.
I told you.
Yes, it worked. Let's go.
I told you it has nothing to do with what's going on.
But why is he sleeping right now?
Because he got tired. He's tired from school.
Alright, let's see challenge number 4. Bring a friend into your hiding spot. Are you serious? How am I supposed to bring a friend into my hiding spot without my parents noticing?
All right, you guys, we're just gonna hang out downstairs for a little bit.
Okay, let's take it easy and let's eat first. I'm starving.
Okay.
Okay?
By the way, hi, Gucci. How are you? We love you, Bubba.
I'm gonna call a couple of my friends and see if they're able to come and join me in my secret hiding spot. This isn't gonna be easy, but let's do it.
So I called my friends and they said this.
Bro, I'm busy. Wait, what? Nah, I can't.
Bro, come on, man. Oh my gosh, I have the best idea. I'm gonna bring my best friend, my dog, Gucci. He's my best friend. He's always there for me. Of course he's down to join me in my secret hiding spot. My parents are downstairs, but Gucci is also downstairs. You know what? I have an idea.
Oh, no. What was that noise?
Nothing. I don't think it was anything.
Oh my gosh, that was so loud. Hopefully my parents didn't hear that.
Maybe the wing outside?
But first, I have to go to my bedroom to grab some essential items to get Gucci to come upstairs.
Guys, let's go. But also keep in mind that my parents are downstairs in the kitchen, so I have to be sneaky. Let's go. Gucci is inside of his bed right now. Oh, I'm crawling right now. Super, super quiet.
That?
I just need a loud voice.
That's
out?
Yeah. What was it?
I don't know.
don't think it's anything.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm halfway to my room. We're almost there. Oh my gosh, my parents are right there. I'm gonna go make a run for it right now. In 3, 2, 1, let's go. Oh my gosh.
Weird day, huh?
Oh my god, so many weird things happening.
Let's go! I made it to my room, and by the way, you guys, check this out.
Look, it's fake Ferran sleeping. Wow, that looks so real.
Item number one. I got a notebook. This is gonna make sense a little bit later, okay? Item number two. Dog treats. So. I think we're clear. Okay, hold on. Let me explain to you guys. I'm gonna rip out a page. And then I'm going to throw this little ball at Gucci to get his attention. He's going to look up at me, and then what I'm going to do, I'm going to show him these treats, and then he's going to come running up the stairs. Keep missing.
And I only had one challenge left remaining to win that special prize, but then this happened.
Babe, we need to feed Gucci.
I'll get his bowl. Gucci. Gucci. Why are there paper balls on the floor?
Oh, I don't know.
You guys, the day just keeps getting weirder. We can't find our dog Gucci. We've been looking for him. It's time for him to eat, and we just can't find him.
He literally was here like 20 minutes ago, and now he disappeared out of nowhere. We've been looking for him in the movie theater, in the playroom, and he's nowhere to be found.
We should go check if he's in the second floor. Upstairs?
Yeah, sure.
Let's go check upstairs, you guys.
Oh, wait. They're coming upstairs. Okay. You gotta be quiet, Bubba. Gucci.
Just the wall. It's my bedroom.
You want your
first bedroom? Yes. Alright. Gucci. Why are
you still sleeping? They think I'm still sleeping.
That's weird.
Gucci's not here.
You know what? We have to hurry up and finish that final challenge so I can get that prize.
Gucci.
Baba, where are you?
Challenge number 5. Order a pizza and have it delivered to your secret hiding spot. How do you expect me to order a pizza and have the delivery man come all the way here without my parents noticing and handing me the pizza? This one's gonna be rough.
Gucci.
Where are you, Baba?
Gucci.
Alright, I'm calling the pizza store. Hi, how can I help you? Hi, can I get a large pepperoni pizza, please? Yeah. As fast as possible.
Okay, well, we already have your address on file. We can be there in about 20 minutes.
Okay, perfect. And listen, when you're here, please just call me. I have special delivery instructions, all right?
Okay, yeah, sure, no problem.
All right, cool.
See you soon.
Thank you, bye.
I was waiting for the pizza man to arrive at the house, but then my parents went to my bedroom and saw something.
Ferran?
Come on.
Hold on.
Ferran, are you okay?
Ferran. Ferran.
Oh my god, baby! Oh my god!
Wait, hold on.
Baby!
No, this is a setup.
No!
It's a dummy.
You guys, we just realized that Ferran is in on this, so we gotta find him right now.
Ferran, this is not funny!
Ferran!
You guys, they can't catch me, or else I'm gonna lose the prize.
Ferran, where you at? I told you Ferran was in on this the whole time.
Oh my gosh, that dummy screwed me so much. Okay, so if Ferran wasn't sleeping the whole time,
where is he right now?
He's got to be somewhere in the house.
Well,
you know what?
He's messing around with us.
You know what?
Time.
Let's check our room.
Ferran.
Hold on.
Ferran, where are you?
Ferran.
Here, somewhere.
They know I'm here.
Check the closet.
Ferran!
They can't find me. Could you be quiet? Could you be quiet?
Ferran! We know that you're here!
Ferran!
They know I'm in the room, but they have no idea where I actually am.
Ferran, this is not funny!
Ferran, where are you?
Go back outside. He's probably somewhere else.
I almost got caught, but now we just need the pizza to be delivered to my secret room.
Oh my gosh, you guys, the pizza guy is calling me.
Hello? I'm here to the front door.
Okay, hold on. One second. I'm gonna unlock the front door for you. Alright, check if it's unlocked.
Alright, door is open.
Okay, perfect. Go straight, and then look to your right, you'll see stairs.
Okay.
Go up those stairs.
Okay, I'm going up the stairs.
Perfect. Thank you. Keep going straight. Just go straight to the end of the hallway.
All right.
Okay? You'll see a big wooden door.
I see it.
Okay? Now go through that big wooden door, and then on your left, you're going to see a little small air vent, and then I'm inside of that little air vent.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, perfect. All right, I'll see you. Give a word. Wait, hold on. I hear somebody. I'm about to get my pizza, and then once I get my pizza, I'm gonna get my prize. How about you guys? My pizza's here.
Bruh.
Yo, wait.
Oh my god, Ferran. Have you been spying on us the whole time?
Nice room and all, but you got fun.
Hey, okay. There we'll see. We out. Peace.
Alright, so we're gonna be secretly hiding in our son Ferran's bedroom, and here's why.
The other day, we told our son that we're going on vacation, but then we overheard him saying this.
This weekend is gonna be crazy. I'm gonna be home alone.
And I know that means Ferran is planning something suspicious while we're gone.
I think you're overreacting. Ferran's mature.
No, babe, I'm so worried about this.
Alright, to find out who's right, we're gonna be building a secret room somewhere in our son's bedroom so we can spy on him for the whole entire day. All right, so this is our son Ferran's bedroom, and right above is the attic. And I think that's the perfect place to set up a secret room. Look, there's even a vent that we can use to spy on our son while we're in the attic.
Are you crazy? How are we gonna get in the attic?
Oh, easy. We should make a hole in my son's closet. That way, we can get up in the attic.
What? Are you gonna break a hole in the ceiling? At least call a professional.
You're looking at a professional.
Ali, are you crazy? That's such a terrible idea.
I got this. Hey, can you guys help me make a hole in my son's bedroom?
Our son Ferran was about to come home soon, so we hired a professional to get the job done as soon as possible.
All right, we made the hole that leads to the attic. There's a lot of space up there to build the secret room. Now, we just gotta bring everything that we need to be comfortable up there before our son comes back home from school.
Are you sure that it's safe to go up there?
Yeah, it should be safe. Ladies first.
What a gentleman.
All right, babe, you go first.
Ah! Wait, I told you!
Just hold on tight, you got this.
Okay.
Alright, go.
Oh, wow! Babe, this place is huge! Start bringing up the stuff!
Here, take the boxes! We gotta hurry up! Go!
Thank you, guys! Faster!
Here!
Babe, what is this for?
Wait.
What happened?
I heard something. Yo, Ferran is here.
What?
Oh my god, hurry up.
What do you mean Ferran is here?
Hurry, go!
Yeah.
You guys, Ferran came home from school early, so we gotta hurry up.
Hurry up! You're too slow!
Oh, you guys, we're going up.
Careful.
Mom? Dad?
You guys, Ferran just got here, so we gotta close this hole.
There's a ladder.
I gotta bring the ladder up so he doesn't see any evidence.
We left for the weekend and we'll be back in 2 days. Be safe, Mom and Dad.
All right, you guys. We're gonna be spying our son from up here.
We're home alone. Let's go!
We're going to be watching everything he does through security footage and the vent right above his bedroom. But most importantly, he cannot realize that we're up here or our plan is over, and we'll never know if he's responsible enough to stay home alone the whole weekend.
Okay, let's do this.
Let's go, you guys. We are officially home alone. This is going to be the craziest weekend ever. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to call my friends and tell them to come over.
You see, I told you guys. He's already inviting some friends over.
There's nothing wrong with having some friends over and just chilling.
Yo, what's up? Are you down to do something crazy today? I'm home alone.
Yeah, bro, let's do it.
Wait. Who is that friend?
I don't know.
All right, I'm gonna need you to come over and bring the rest of the boys. All right, bet, I'll see you. Let's go!
Oh my gosh, how many friends is he bringing over?
Maybe like one, two, max 10.
What?
All right, so before my friends come over, I'm gonna have a snack because my mom is not here to tell me I can't have junk food. But what I'm gonna do is I'm not gonna go into the pantry because all my mom has in there are healthy snacks. And I have my own secret little stack.
No.
So my mom has no idea that I have this secret stash and just wait till you see what's inside of it.
How come I didn't even know about the secret stash?
Don't jump to conclusions. It might be filled with all vegetables. You never know.
As I open this cabinet, it might look as if there's nothing there. But just wait. Once I remove these pans, now we have a whole stash of chips and drinks. Let's go!
No way. This whole time, he has a tons of junk food in the top kitchen cabinet?
Andrea was already mad. But what Ferran was gonna do next would make things even worse.
Let's go, you guys. I got chips, I got drinks, I got TV, and I'm home alone. What more could I possibly ask for?
Wait, is he taking junk food to my living room? He knows that he cannot do that.
I honestly never tried this favor. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
Are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh.
He has spilled soda all over my carpet and I just got it.
I mean, give him a chance. Maybe he can clean it up.
Dude, it's everywhere.
My whole carpet is red. That stain is never gonna come out.
Just trust him. He knows what to do in these moments.
All right, you guys. I think I actually have the perfect idea on how to cover up this mess.
You see? He's being responsible already. A solution is coming.
All right, Gucci, I'm gonna need you and your bed for this. So, come on. Come on, Gucci, come on. Come on, Bubba.
Ugh. Wait, what is he doing?
Just be patient. Be patient.
If I put Gucci and his bed over the big mess, then my parents won't be able to notice it. Just check this out. There you go. This is perfect. It's almost as if nothing happened.
You see? He's got a solution.
Ali, this is not funny. That carpet was so expensive. Let me see. Let me see.
Yo. Did you guys hear that?
He heard the drop.
He heard that?
Yeah, he heard some noise.
If Ferran finds out that we're spying on him, our entire plan will be ruined.
You guys, I'm gonna go upstairs and check out what that noise was.
He's coming upstairs.
No, what are we gonna do?
I don't know, just stay quiet. Stay quiet.
You guys, I promise you I'm not crazy. I heard a noise coming from my bedroom. Hello?
Oh my God. We're literally right above him.
I know I heard something.
I'm scared.
As long as he doesn't hear us through the vent or see the hole that we made in the closet, we should be fine. Oh no, he's going for the closet.
Alright, you guys, maybe I was just tripping.
That was close.
But anyways, before my friends come, there's something I've always wanted to do.
Wait. What is he gonna do?
I have no idea.
All right, you guys, it's time to play human bowling. I've always wanted to launch myself down these stairs, so I'm gonna be making my own custom slide that's gonna launch me into the bowling pit. And then hopefully, I'll get a strike. Let's go.
Wait, is he building a slide on the stairs?
Oh, this is gonna be so epic.
Is that gonna be safe?
It's gonna be fun.
We made it to the top! If you guys think I'm gonna be able to get a strike, make sure to hit that subscribe button. Let's go. Wish me luck. Oh my gosh. Right here, I have my sled. So let's do this.
He's about to go down.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Let's go. Let's do this. Don't be scared, Ferran. Let's go. 3, 2, 1. Ah! Ah! Oh my god.
Oh.
All right, you guys. Looks like we did not get a strike. So that means we have to do it again. Ah! Oh my god. Oh! Let's go! We got a strike!
Andrea was almost ready to go downstairs and stop Ferran. And things were only going to get worse.
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's up, girls?
Oh, my goodness. He invited so many friends.
Babe, I gotta go pee right now.
Now?
Yeah, I've been holding it in for a while.
What if they catch you?
Nah, no one's gonna catch me. I'll be right back. I gotta go.
Let's go. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Let's go.
I gotta pee.
All right, boys. We're home alone. What do you guys want to do first?
Dude, this is nice. I've never been here before. You gotta show us your room.
You want a room tour?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, let's go upstairs. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh. Ferran is trying to take his friends to his bedroom, and Ali is in there. He's definitely gonna get caught.
I gotta pee.
Ali, hi! Go back to the closet!
All right, let's go.
I think I heard them. Yeah, they might be coming upstairs. I really gotta pee, though. Oh my god, no. They're coming upstairs.
My room is over here. Come on, let's go. It's right here.
You guys, I can't go back to the attic right now because if I go back up, it's going to make a lot of noise and they're going to catch me in here. So I got to stay in here and be quiet.
Come on in. This is my room.
I hope that the kids don't go in the closet, otherwise they're going to catch Ali.
Yo!
What do you guys think?
Bro,
thank you guys. All right, listen.
Hopefully none of them come in the closet.
To start off the day, what we're going to do is we're going to ride bikes inside the house and do whatever we want.
What? They're not gonna be riding bikes inside my house.
Are we actually gonna do it?
Yes, bro. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Do you have a jacket I can borrow? It's low key kind of cold outside.
Bro, come on. You're family, bro. Go in the closet and grab whatever you want. It's cool. We'll meet you downstairs. Let's go, guys. Let's go.
No, please, no. Ferran and his friends are about to catch Ali in the closet. Wait, where is Ali? Oh my gosh, babe! How did you get up here without getting caught?
Alright, here's what happened. So I was gonna get caught. So I climbed up the ladder quietly, I pulled the ladder all the way up, and then I closed the entrance before anyone could see me.
Whew, oh my god, that was close. Okay, let's see what the kids are doing now.
Alright, let's go.
Alright, let's go downstairs, boys.
Wait, hold on.
Oh my gosh. I'm getting a phone call. It's super important. I have to go take it.
Yo, who is it?
Alright, it's this girl who might be coming over later. Alright, you guys go downstairs. I gotta take this phone call. Go. Oh my gosh, I gotta take this phone call.
Wait, he's gonna have a girl coming over to my house? Who is this girl?
He said she might come over. It's not for sure.
Okay, so we need to listen to that conversation.
Hello? Yeah, I'm alone.
Why is he talking so quiet? Can you hear him?
I can't hear him.
We need to hear what he's telling her.
I have a solution. Wait, hold on.
All right, I have a special device that's going to allow me to hear everything Ferran is saying through the vent.
Okay, go ahead. Talk to me.
All right, the vent to Ferran's room is right over here. By the way, shout out to Timu for giving us all the cool gadgets to spot our son. All right, you ready?
Yes, go ahead and do it. All
right. Yeah, you could definitely still come over.
Can you hear him?
Yeah, she's inviting a girl over.
No, he cannot do that without my permission.
Oh, not until later?
This is crazy, I can hear everything. By the way, if you guys don't know, Timu is one of our favorite places to shop. We order from them all the time.
They're doing a special promotion right now where you can get $100 cash.
And search our code right here on the screen to get your $100 offer.
Okay, let me listen what Ferran is saying.
All right, here. Yeah, you can bring some of your friends too.
I can't believe it.
What happened?
That girl is inviting more girls to our house. That means that there's gonna be way more people here.
It's not the end of the world.
Just a reminder, a lot of the items that we use to build this super cool secret room are from Timu. We got this comfy sofa, a mini fridge, night vision goggles, and hidden cameras. You can even find popular branded items like the Meta Quest 3.
Let me listen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's cool. That's fine.
Oh my gosh.
I know, right? These items are already affordable. And with our discount code, you can get them for even cheaper. Yeah.
Now I'm 100% sure that he's going to bring a lot of girls over to our house.
What's the big deal? I'm sure he's going to behave. Plus, Timu offers 2-day shipping, which means you'll get your items just in time to build your own secret room.
Okay, yeah, I have about a couple days planned for later.
Ferran said that he has a lot of cool things planned for later. What does that mean?
I don't know. Anyways, just download the T-Mo app, search our code, and get the $100 cash offer. And don't worry if you're not in the U.S. You can still get a $100 coupon bundle by clicking the link in the description.
Alright, I'll see you.
Thanks again to T-Mo. Now, let's see what's going on with Ferran.
I'm really worried about what Ferran is going to do next.
Alright, I guess we'll find out.
Bye.
Alright, you guys, we got some very special guests coming over later, but right now, what we're gonna do is we're gonna ride bikes!
Yeah!
Come on! Alright, so here's what you gotta do. You gotta go up the ramp, through the front door, and then ride around wherever you want inside the house, because we're home alone!
Yeah!
Let's go, come on!
I'm not gonna let these boys ride bikes inside my house. I'm gonna go downstairs and stop them.
Wait.
That's it.
Wait, you can't go down!
Why?
Because they're gonna catch you! And they will never find out what Ferran was gonna do home alone.
Hopefully, Ferran doesn't do anything too crazy throughout the day that makes Andrea go downstairs.
Alright, 3, 2, 1, let's go! Okay, we go up the ramp. Alright, let's go! Yeah, we made it inside! Let's go!
They're riding bikes inside the house!
Let's go!
You know what? They better not destroy anything, otherwise it's your fault for not letting me stop them.
Relax. They're professionals!
We're riding inside the house! Yo, don't crash!
You know what? They're crossing the line at this point.
Yeah, but you can't go downstairs or else you get caught.
No, but I have an idea. I'm gonna call the neighbors, I'm gonna tell them to come over and give the boys a noise complaint, and hopefully after that they're gonna come down. Hi, Steve. This is an emergency. Can you help me out with something at the house?
Alright, let's go. Everybody outside. Let's go outside. Let's go. Who wants to ride the bike into the pool?
I got it.
Wait, that kid is gonna ride his bike in the pool?
No, he's not. He's just talking.
He said that he's gonna do it.
All these kids be talking. He's not gonna do it. Can you just trust me for once?
No.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes. Oh, I got you. This guy's crazy. And just watch that. Everybody get out the way.
Everybody get out the way. All right.
He's about to do it.
No, he's not.
All right, bro. On the count of three, you're gonna go in the water, but just remember, make sure to be safe and land in the middle. You got it?
Yeah, right in the middle. I got you.
All right, ready?
He's doing it.
1, 2, 3. Go. Pedal. Keep going. Yeah.
Oh my God. I told you he was going to do it.
But thankfully, the neighbors were on their way to the house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go. Yo, shout out to my boy. I had no idea he was actually going to do that.
Oh, of course, bro. I got you.
The neighbors are here.
Oh, thank God.
All right, they're coming up.
Front. I think someone's at the door.
At my door?
Yo, maybe it's the girls.
Yeah, no. But they're supposed to come later. I got to go check. Come on.
Ooh, they're about to get in trouble.
Who is here? Hi, neighbors.
What are you guys doing here? Ferran's nervous, you guys.
We're hearing a lot of noise.
Yeah, do you guys have any idea how loud you're being right now?
Oh, I'm sorry. We were just having fun, you know, just boys hang out, you know.
Why is your friend all wet?
Yeah, why is he wet?
He just took a shower. That's why. He was just taking a shower.
Get going! Yeah!
Are your parents here?
Oh, my parents.
Yeah, where are your parents?
I think they're at the movie theater right now watching a movie. No idea.
Well, actually, we're in the attic above your room.
Try and keep it down.
Okay, thank you guys. Thank you.
We thought the neighbors would calm the boys down, but then this happened.
Yo, boys, I'm low-key kind of hungry right now. Do you guys want food?
Yeah, let's order some pizza.
Nah, bro, let's order some Taco Bell. Let's order some McDonald's.
No. We're not going to order food. We're going to go through the drive-thru.
Wait, but we can't drive. We don't even have a car.
Bro, my dad's truck is outside, and your boy's going to drive it.
Oh, no. They're not taking my truck.
I told you they're getting out of control.
What? Come on. I know you guys are down.
Yes.
I know you guys are down. Come on, let's go.
What are we going to do now?
I have an idea. If I call Ferran right now and offer to buy him food, maybe he won't leave.
You think that's going to work?
It's worth a try.
Okay.
Pick up.
Let's go. Wait. I'm getting a phone call.
Yo, Farouk.
Oh, my gosh. It's my dad.
Is he, like, coming back home or something?
Hold on, wait. Just, you guys be quiet.
Yo.
And it's Ferran. How's it going?
Hey, it's going good.
What are you up to?
Just doing nothing.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm just doing nothing. It's fine.
Hey, are you hungry? I can order you some food.
No, we're good. I mean, I'm good. I'm not hungry. All right, I gotta go. I'll see you later.
Wait, what?
Oh, my gosh. That was a close one. That was super close. Now,
We're gonna take his truck to McDonald's. Let's go.
Let's do it.
What are you gonna do?
I have an idea. I'll be back.
Wait.
I'm stopping this.
What are you doing?
I have an idea. You'll find out.
They're gonna catch you.
All right, let's go. All right, everybody in. Come on, get in. Okay, let's go. All right, we're in the Raptor.
Are you sure you don't even have your license yet?
Bro, I'm a professional driver.
But are you sure your parents are okay with this?
Bro, my parents are super chill.
What is Ali doing?
I gotta stop this. All right, you guys. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna turn off all the power in the house. That way the front gate will not open and they can't leave in my truck. They can't outsmart me.
Okay, hold on. First, everybody, safety first. Put on your seatbelts.
Can you open the roof?
Yeah. Here, I got you. Let's open up the roof. Hey, we got the roof open. Perfect. Let's hear it. Hey, all right, let's go. We ready.
I got to hurry up before they leave. I got to turn off the power. Hopefully I make it in time.
Let's go. Oh my god!
Turn it off. Power. 3, 2, 1.
Wait! What's happening? Ali!
Surprise!
Now we're gonna open up the gate.
Take a while, right?
Yeah. Maybe it's just like not connecting.
Let's try it again.
I think it's like a malfunction. I think if I just keep clicking it, it'll open.
I don't think so.
Guys, the power went off. What's happening? Ali!
All right, let's see if it worked.
Okay, you guys stay in the car. 1 second.
It's not
going to
work.
It's
not working.
They're stuck at the front gate.
Woo!
All right now, I got to go back in the attic without the boys catching me. Wish me luck. I'm getting old, y'all.
All right, honestly, you guys might be right. The power might be off. We gotta go check it out.
All right,
let's go, I guess.
Get back in the attic. Ooh. I love you guys so much, and never forget that anything is possible.
What happened?
So I turned off all the power in the house, that way they can't leave.
That was a great idea, but what do you think the front is going to do next?
Let's find out.
All right, you guys. So the power's off, so we have to go into the breaker room and try to see what's going on. Let's go.
Okay, right here. Listen, hold on.
I have no idea which one it is. Just point the flashlight.
This one's garage.
Okay, that's the garage, so definitely not that one. This one. It has to be this one, right?
It doesn't have
right?
anything on
it. No. Does that work?
Yeah! The power's back on.
Thank God. But I think the boys are up to something bad.
Yeah! Honestly, you guys, I don't even want to drive anymore. Can we just order food? Like, what do you guys want?
What about some, like, pizza?
Yeah, pizza. Yeah, I like that. But how about the world's largest pizza?
Yo!
Hey, that sounds good.
Why are they ordering a pizza that big? That pizza probably costs like $1,000.
I'm sure they got money to pay for it. There's 5 of them.
Hi, can I get one of your world's largest pizzas, please? Can I do pepperoni?
Yeah, when do you want it by?
As soon as possible. We're hungry.
It can be there in 1 hour.
Okay, cool. Thank you. See you.
Let's go!
Yo, pizza's here! Let's go!
Pizza!
Hey! Yo! No way!
What's up?
Yeah, let's go. Let's help them out. Let's go. Let's bring it out. Oh my gosh!
Yo, this pizza is massive!
Okay.
Oh my gosh!
Is this gonna fit through the door?
There's no way that pizza's gonna fit through the front door.
How are they gonna bring it in then?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Alright, we gotta angle it. Hold on, yeah.
Wait, okay. I'll open this a bit.
Okay. Yeah. A little bit more.
They're about to drop it.
They're gonna drop it!
Come on in! Push it through!
Oh my god.
Let's go!
Let's see who's gonna pay.
Right there. This is perfect. Right there. Yeah. Nice.
Hey guys, $550.
What do you mean? Like 550 slices?
Yeah. No, $550.
Wait. $550.
Yes.
Will the boys be able to pay for the pizza on their own?
I have some change.
I think I might have something.
Yeah.
11. Okay, I got $1.46.
$6?
$14
more?
3 cents. Okay, so maybe we might not have enough money.
Oh my gosh, that's not enough money.
Wait, what are they gonna do now?
Bro, do you have any idea what you're doing?
Bro, I have an idea. Come on, you know I always have an idea.
Yo, they better find a way to pay for that pizza, or that guy is gonna be mad.
I know exactly where my dad's credit card is.
Come on!
What?
Oh no!
He better not touch my credit card. He's not touching it.
He is gonna do it.
He knows not to touch my credit card.
He's gonna do it, Ali.
Don't you think that's a little too much money to take out of your dad's credit card?
Yeah, what if he finds out?
Nah, he won't find out. We're good. Just you guys stay right here. I'll get you your money. You can just check. Right.
Okay.
Farhan, you're better than this. Do not pay with my credit card.
No. Payment first.
No. I'll give you $5 just to look at it.
No.
All right, you guys. This is my parents' bedroom, and if I remember correctly, I think my dad's credit card is inside of his nightstand.
Do not touch my credit card.
It's right there. It's right there. Now we can finally buy the pizza.
Trust me, you guys. My son is going to reconsider, and he's not going to use my credit card.
You guys, we're in the clear. I got the credit card. Let's go.
Okay. Here. Can I tap it?
Sure. Please decline. Decline.
It worked?
Yeah.
It worked? Let's go! Let's go! All right, now we can finally eat the pizza.
All right.
I told you he was going to do it. I told you.
3, 2, 1. Oh my goodness! This thing is huge! Alright, wait. Before we eat, guys, let's make a shout out to my dad for paying for this pizza. Yeah!
Yo, Ron, what time are the girls coming over?
Oh, I think in 30 minutes. 30 minutes. Yeah, so we got time. We're good.
Which girls is he bringing over?
I have no idea. We'll find out.
Alright, you guys, so before the girls come, who's down to play some indoor soccer?
Wait, you trying to play soccer in the house?
Bro, yes! Come on, I know you guys are down. Let's go play some indoor soccer. Let's go!
No! I always tell Farhan not to play soccer inside the house. For sure, he's gonna break something.
No, you tell him not to play football in the house, not soccer. So maybe that's why he's confused.
All right, so I'm gonna put one goal right here and another goal all the way over there.
What about all this furniture?
Just put it outside. Let's go. Everybody, grab him and put him outside. Let's go. Oh my god.
All right, just run it out right there.
Wait,
are you sure your mom's not gonna care?
No, my mom is super nice. She wouldn't care. Let's go.
I can't believe they're putting my furniture outside. What if it gets damaged?
Turn. Nice.
And Farhan was about to do something nobody could expect.
We're not going to play with any regular ball.
Do you guys want to play with the very special ball?
What do you mean? Very special ball.
Just follow me. Come here.
Okay?
Come here. Check this out. Look at this ball.
So, is that a signed Ronaldo ball?
No. You better not touch my Cristiano Ronaldo signed soccer ball.
But isn't that thing, like, super expensive?
Yeah, but, like, if you think about it, a soccer ball is a soccer ball, and a soccer ball is a rent to play soccer with, so why not just play soccer with it?
Hold on. I'm almost considering going down myself and stopping him and his friends.
Let's go!
They took the sign ball, and I'm sorry to tell you, but they're gonna play with it.
You know what, you guys? I'm gonna go downstairs and stop all of this.
Okay, go. I told you that he's not responsible enough to be home alone.
If I leave now, it proves that Andrea was right and that Farhan is not responsible enough to stay home alone.
You know what? We'll give him another chance.
He's gonna redeem himself. Mm-hmm. Come on, Farhan. Make your dad proud. And don't ruin that sign Ronaldo ball.
Let's go.
Yes! No! Shoot it! Yeah! Oh my god! No!
They broke the TV, I told you!
Alright, maybe it's still fixable, you guys. Maybe the TV is not fully damaged.
That's not fixable, Ali!
No, my TV. Oh my goodness, yo. Yo, move the goal. Oh my goodness! Oh my gosh!
Do you think that TV is fixable?
Alright, you know what we have to do? We gotta throw it in the pool.
In the pool? What's he gonna do in the pool?
We gotta destroy the evidence. Let's go.
Oh my gosh.
That's a terrible idea!
Okay,
here we go. Okay.
Come on.
Farhan, don't do it, please.
Alright, we got rid of the evidence. Wait. Guys, come here. I just realized. The girls are going to be here any minute now, and this place is a mess. So we got to start cleaning up.
All right, let's go.
Clean everything up. The furniture. Okay, go. Put it back exactly where it was. All right, the girls are here. Bring them in. Let's go.
All right, let's go.
Andrea was so mad that Farhan invited girls without asking. She just might go downstairs and put a stop to this.
Hey!
Come in.
All right, ladies, welcome to the crib.
We have pizza. You guys like pizza?
No.
No? Okay, yeah, me neither. It's fine.
What about we play soccer? I love soccer. Do you guys want to play soccer?
I play my hair.
What?
Are
you
doing
that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. No, forget soccer. You're right.
Wait, what happened to the TV?
What's
Eddie? No, I have no idea what happened to the TV, honestly.
You're in your house, you don't know.
He broke it!
Oh, my God. No!
How about we start off the night by going on a super fun slide?
Yeah!
Let's go! All right, we got this! Oh my God! Yeah!
And then Farhan did something that shocked us.
He's inviting that girl to his bedroom?
Wait, it's not that big of a deal.
It is.
Wait, it's quiet. We don't want them to hear us.
Wow. This is such a cool room.
Thank you. I actually have something really cool to show you. Just come sit down.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
Look at this.
No way.
What are they looking at on his phone?
Honestly, I can't see from here.
Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. How did you find this?
You know what? I'm going to peek through the vent in his bedroom. That way I can see what he's looking at.
No, that's a bad idea. Come back. You guys, she's about to peek through the vent right above Farhan's bedroom while he's down there. Don't be loud.
And you wouldn't believe what Farhan was showing the girl on his phone.
There we go. Look at this one. This one's even better.
What? That's crazy.
Oh my God.
Wait, that's so funny.
What do you think about this? Oh my God.
Did you see what they were looking at?
Yes.
Oh, what was it?
They were making fun of my TikToks.
Was I in the TikToks?
Yes.
They were making fun of them?
Yeah.
That's messed up.
All right, you know what? Let's go back with the rest of the group. I have one last crazy idea.
Wait, what?
I have an amazing idea.
Wait, what is it?
Just follow me to my mom's closet. Just come. Let's go. Okay. I have just one thing to show you guys. Come on.
Why is he taking the girls to my closet?
Listen, there must be a good reason why. Let's find out.
Come on. Welcome to my mom's closet. Each one of you guys gets one item of my mom's.
For real?
Yes.
What's in the bag?
Oh my gosh. Wait. Girls, wait.
That's my favorite purse.
Not all of you can have one purse.
I just want a purse. Yeah, I want that.
Okay, wait. How about we give you this purse?
He better not be giving away my purses to those girls. Otherwise, I'm going to go downstairs and stop everything.
If you girls follow me, come here. You can pick any of these purses right here.
Any?
Pick any of them.
Oh,
any
God,
of them. Only one for each one of you guys.
Okay.
You want that one? Do you
I
like that one?
So
that baby blue
you.
One? That one's really nice.
So
okay, go. You got that
okay.
one.
It's just purses, all right?
You know what? I'm going to go to my closet and put an end to these. That's
wait,
it.
Wait, don't go.
Okay, I like
so
that
I
one.
Actually keep this?
Yes, of course you get to keep it.
What are you going
to
do?
You'll see what I'm going to do.
Wait, Andrea, wait. You guys, Andrea's going downstairs. This is not going to end well.
Andrea, wait. Wait for me. We're going to take a selfie. Okay? Put up, hold up your purse. Let's go.
What are you doing?
Yes, you guys got purse. My goodness.
Look, Farhan gave his purse.
Wait, what?
Thank you so much.
I love you.
Wait, but he gave it to us.
And you guys need to leave the house right now. Right now.
Y'all gotta leave. Sorry.
And what Farhan was about to tell us will shock you.
Why'd you do all this?
All right, let me tell you the truth. Earlier when I was home alone, I heard a loud noise.
Hello?
So I went upstairs to check it out. I went into my room and I went into my closet. And when I went into my closet, I noticed a massive hole in the ceiling that was never there before. So I knew you guys were inside of there, and I kept doing mischievous things that I knew would get you guys riled up and make you guys come out of there.
I told you that was a bad idea.
I told you.
Guys,
that doesn't matter. Stay royalty, we out. Peace.